93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Thursday, May 24th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, two young children were inside of a vehicle when it was stolen in the Summerdale section yesterday. Police say it happened last night about 9:45. A 28-year-old woman left her car running in the 1000 block of Van Kirk Street to quickly visit a friend, is what she told police. Her two children were in the back seat of the car. When she was walking to the front door of the friend's house, someone jumped in her vehicle and stole the car with the one-year-old and six-year-old inside. The mother called 911 immediately and gave police a detailed description of her white 2010 Toyota Camry. The aviation unit searched this from the sky and spotted the car about a mile away from where it was taken. Police said they made sure that they didn't chase the vehicle because they knew the children were inside and they didn't want the vehicle to be involved in an auto accident running from police. So officers attempted to pull the car over, but the car fled. The police helicopter tracked the car for about 2 miles. At Castor in Wyoming, the car struck a curb and broke down. Ground units were notified and they surrounded the car. An officer approached the vehicle with his gun drawn and pulled the suspect out of the front seat of the car onto the ground, where police then put handcuffs on him. Officers checked the car for the children, but the suspect told them that he had dropped the kids off at the 4700 block of Darrow. Someone called 911 to report the two children were found in the street. They weren't harmed and were reunited with their mother before going to Special Victims Unit to give a statement. Police say the driver appeared to be impaired and now faces numerous charges.
It was bad, but it could have been much worse.
Yeah, much worse. People who live in a normally quiet area of Upper Bucks County have been reported hearing loud booms and feeling the ground shift early in the overnight hours.
Whoa.
The ground shifting, almost shaking. The buildings are shaking, ceiling tiles are moving, and windows are rattling, said Richland Township Police Chief Richard Fico. He described some of the calls that he and other departments have received over the last 8 weeks as unnerving. The sounds come overnight from midnight to 5 a.m. Some witnesses describe a kind of thud, like vehicles slamming together. Others said the noises remind them of underground blasting. Another woman said that she looked out her window because she thought her neighbors were setting off fireworks. In Richland Township, the chief says two of his officers heard the sound, one first seeing a flash. Complaints have come from multiple communities that are miles apart. Yeah, pretty weird, right?
That is very weird.
I've never understood how, you know, this. You hear a phenomenon like this, obviously, it's something going on. You hear these mystery sounds and these... So how can you not track that stuff down? I mean, it's loud.
I know.
There's flashes.
It seems the most obvious thing.
You know, somebody's got to be fairly close to what's going on.
So now the state police, FBI, and ATF are all assisting in this investigation to figure out what it is.
It'll be wild if it's something natural.
Well, and it's over the last 8 weeks. So continuing. You know, it's happening a lot.
I hear gunfire all the time out where I live.
Right, like shotgun, right?
Yeah, well, rifles, handguns, whatever it is, because I live in a fairly rural area.
Right.
And I'll just, it's already dark and I'll hear pop, 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 pop. And I'm like, dude. I mean, do I just assume that everything's okay?
What are you going to do?
I think someone was shot again.
I mean, it could be something bad, but I don't know.
You have, for people who don't know, you have like farm area right behind you. So,
I don't know, man.
You can't be on the block.
You get shot, and I'm like, it's Tuesday night, you know? That's why I didn't call police.
Yeah. See, it happens all the time.
Yeah, so this happening out in Upper Bucks County, and they are investigating, trying to figure out what these booms are that they're hearing between midnight and 5 a.m. Former baseball star Lenny Dykstra put a gun to the head of an Uber driver when the driver declined to change the trip's destination, police said the driver told them on Wednesday. Dykstra was arrested early Wednesday outside of Linden, New Jersey, police headquarters, after the driver stopped and ran out of the car. Police said that they found cocaine, MDMA, and marijuana among Dykstra's belongings, but they didn't find the weapon.
I'm going to blow your head off if you don't take me to Sonic. Oh,
the 55-year-old former All-Star is charged with making terroristic threats and drug offenses. He was given a summons, released, and is due in court next month. It wasn't immediately known if Dykstra has a lawyer. Now, Dykstra took to Twitter to respond to the allegations by, among other things.
I didn't do it!
Citing lyrics from Taylor Swift, Rihanna, and Kelly Clarkson. But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying, gonna be all right. Dykstra tweeted referencing Swift's hit "Shake It Off."
He's a big Swift fan, is he?
Wow. I guess so.
He's a T Swift fan.
Wow.
That's
all over the place,
right?
Pulling a gun, threatening to kill your Uber driver—you got all sorts of stuff on you.
Could you see him? All right, pulling out his Glock gangster style yeah. sideways and starting to recite Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, 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 yeah.
You know? I mean,
when one Twitter user suggested the encounter was the Uber driver's fault for not respecting a legend, Dyster responded by saying, "I'm not sure yet if that's the defense with which we are going to go."
Do you like Katy Perry? California girls are undeniable.
Wow.
Dyster played 12 seasons with the
Hey, hey, hey!
You've been getting down. Wait, turn that off.
Dirty, dirty cheats of the world. You could have been getting down to
this sick a beat.
My best. Oh, I thought we were all going to.
We're all going into it.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to
shake it.
I mean, you can understand why he
sure, yeah. of course. A man like that being inspired by the music of Taylor Swift, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's on he's on Twitter right now.
Is he?
He just tweeted?
Yeah,
he tweeted
2 minutes ago. Yeah, tweeted 2 minutes ago. And so, yeah, Lenny, you want to go to the airwaves and defend yourself?
Sure. Give us a call, dude, Lenny. We would love to hear from you. Here's his latest tweet. His teat.
He's got teats. He's old.
Just remember that Joseph was only able to make his impact in ancient Egypt and more long-term on the Israelites after a BS trip to jail.
He's right. Oh, and Joseph pulled a gun on his Uber driver, too.
Wow.
Which Joseph is he talking about?
Oh, that's kind of sad, though.
Joseph from the Bible?
Yeah, I know, but there's a couple, right?
There's a couple Joes. I don't know.
Yeah, the tall one.
Oh,
yeah.
That Joseph.
If you know Lenny, tell him to give us a call. We'll give him a forum right here on the Preston and Steve Show.
What makes it so bizarre? Listen, on the basic level, it's bizarre. But here you have a guy who is a revered sports icon,
yeah,
you know?
Sad. Dykstra played 12 seasons with the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets and won a World Series in 1986 with the Mets. He was named to the National League All-Star team 3 times. Dykstra's life after baseball obviously has been troubled. He served prison time after pleading guilty to crimes including bankruptcy fraud, grand theft auto, and money laundering. And he declared bankruptcy in 2009, claiming that he owed more than $31 million and only had $50,000. In assets.
I bet he's going to get a bad passenger review.
All right, let's do sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Jake Arrieta struck out 7 6 2/3 innings. Carlos Santana's swinging bunt broke a scoreless tie, and the Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 4-0 last night at the ballpark.
They did it!
The Phillies took two of three to win their first series against the National League East leading Braves and moved to within a half a game of first place. Arrieta, who improved to 4-2, allowed 7 hits and lowered his ERA to 2.45. The Phillies are off today before opening up an interleague series this weekend against the Toronto Blue Jays. In the NBA, Jason Tatum scored 24 points, and the Celtics beat the Cavaliers 96-83 last night in Boston to take a 3-2 lead in the best-of-7 Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics held LeBron James to 2 fourth-quarter points and earned their 10th straight win in Boston to remain perfect at home this postseason and move within 1 win of their first trip to the NBA Finals since 2010. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Cleveland. In the NHL, the Capitals beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-0 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final, sending Washington to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time in 20 years.
Wow.
Braden Holtby stopped 29 shots for his second straight shutout, and the Lightning, who led the NHL in goals during the regular season, didn't score in the last 159 minutes, 27 seconds of the series. Game 1 of the Finals is on Monday in Vegas. And NFL players will be allowed to stay in the locker room during the national anthem, but their teams will be fined by the league if they go onto the field and kneel, according to new rules adopted by owners in an effort to defuse an issue that escalated last season into a national debate. Players had previously been required to be on the field for the anthem, but Commissioner Roger Goodell said the owners voted unanimously to rescind that rule and to fine teams if their players are on the field or sidelines but do not show respect for the flag and the anthem. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs. And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thanks, Kath. It's Thursday, and like I said, sunny and 86. Going to be an absolutely beautiful day today. Tomorrow, we give away our Word of the Week prize. And if you like laser tag, you'll love this, man. Strike Force laser tag. We'll give that away. It's for 20 people to go in Westchester. So anyhow, we'll get the letter at the end of the show today. We have a few guests that are on the program today. Billy Gardell is going to be getting in touch. He's a super nice guy, and he'll be performing the Borgata on Saturday night. So he's in AC this weekend.
People might not know that he came from the world of stand-up.
Yeah. And you never know. Maybe he gets an AC on Friday. You might see him walking around. Maybe he'll go over to Pierre's broadcast at Margaritaville.
I have no doubt those two will be budding around the whole weekend.
Jillian Jacobs, actress, will be here, and she is promoting Ibiza.
She's on the phone.
But the phone will be here.
Oh, okay. The Netflix movie she's promoting is coming out tomorrow, so we will talk to her. We also have a meet and eat. Our friends from Sterling Pig Brewery are going to be here this morning, and it looks like we will have some giveaways in conjunction with that. So we'll tell you about that when they get here and what we have for you to win. We need to announce Coolest Teacher. Yesterday, we had randomly chosen Garden Valley High School.
Yes.
And we had the student body vote, and that indeed they did, and texted us in, and they let us know who the coolest teacher should be. And I do have a name in my hand right here I'm about to reveal.
Boy.
The coolest teacher of the year from Garden Valley High School is, and I'm going to butcher this name, but I will do my best, Paul Kazanjian. Yeah. Kazanjian. It's Kazanjian. So Paul is a science teacher.
Okay.
And everybody thought he happened to be the best one of the past year. So thank you guys for texting in. And we got great prizes to give away to him. We are going to give him, of course, the Preston and Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug, which is pretty much the trophy of this whole thing.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Now, he can drink coffee out of it or use it for some experiments.
You could do that, too. He's a science teacher. $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card and some free turkey bacon and $50 in cash from Godshall's Turkey Bacon. And don't forget, Rita's Water Ice gift cards make a great teacher's gift.
Shout out to my buddy, Danny McManus. Sorry you didn't win. He's the history teacher over there at Garnet Valley.
You couldn't influence the vote, but you...
That's why I didn't say his name yesterday, but I did
vote
for him.
Yeah.
Is he a buddy of yours?
Yes, and he's a great dude. He's a really, really great guy. But, you know, history teachers, they don't...
He's not that cool.
Yeah, no, he is.
Well, yeah, I always loved history and science and English. And home ec.
He will have to bow down before Mr. Kazanjian because he is the coolest teacher in Garnet Valley High School. So we know that he went to Newman, and that's where he got his undergrad, and then he went to St. Joe's for his master's. According to his Twitter page, he loves science, students, and the Far Side, which I love the Far Side as well. So congratulations to Paul. And maybe we'll hear from him a little bit later on this morning. It is time now to choose another... name from the jar.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so he's walking the jar around. Kathy Romano and her slender wrist is able to reach into the jar and pull out...
The Fistmaster.
A new school.
Okay.
All right.
Who's it going to be, Kath?
It is LaSalle College High School in Windmore, Pennsylvania.
LaSalle College High School in Windmore. Here's what you got to do. It's very, very simple. The format is as follows. You text the word teacher, followed by the teacher's name, to 39333. All right? And that's all you got to do. And one vote per phone number will give you roughly 24 hours. We'll be announcing our winner tomorrow morning live from Keenan. You guys got to remind me to do that.
Yes, we'll do it. Yeah.
Because we have our minds kind of set on the party at hand. But we'll do it in the morning. So once again, it is LaSalle College High School in Windmore. And if you'd like to let them know at the front office if they're going to get out information to the student body that it needs to be done this way, text the word teacher. That has to come first. Then the teacher's name to 39333. All in one text, by the way. I've seen people text the word teacher and then followed up with another text with the teacher's name. No, it's all one text. Text the word teacher, followed by the teacher's name, 39333. You have about 24 hours to do so. Good luck to you guys at LaSalle College High School. Let's take a break. Come back in a second. Entertainment Report, a stupid question with some stuff to give away. It's what we do when we get back.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you ready for love? If so, Steven makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Steven Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStevenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
As a bonus to this morning's radio program, we have your chance to win something, and this is something we've actually never done before, and I'm pretty excited about it. So the movie Solo is in theaters tomorrow.
Yes.
And in conjunction with that, we have here in our studio a Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon Kessel Run playset. Basically what this means is it's the Millennium Falcon in Lego form. And if you've ever been shopping for Lego kits.
Oh, yeah.
You know how insanely expensive these things are.
You're looking at a pricey item right there next to your Preston.
Yeah, this one is valued at $170.
Yeah.
I've seen some that are, you know, in the $500, $600,
$700.
Sure. But it's huge. It's really large.
But still, like, it's so cool. So I was telling Nick yesterday, Nick Murphy, that Jace actually explained to me where in the lineup of movies this movie falls. And I was like, how... Do you know that?
Like, when you know.
But like, I don't even know how he knows this.
It's when they start doing the research on their own. I've never been more proud.
Yep. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We have two of these to give away.
Yes.
And this was Casey's idea. And we needed to have a visual component to this. So we called in a friend this morning who we know is just as geeky as we are. But she's awesome. She was in our very first Preston Steve Totally Office calendar. Our first two, actually.
Yes,
yeah. It was the first calendar?
She was in the first two. There was one at Y100 that she was in. And then the first one we did at MMR when we were at Lucky Strike Lanes. The lovely Rachel is here with us this morning.
Hi, guys.
From our Totally Office calendar.
You were in that one.
Let's not bring that up.
Sorry.
Yeah. So we called in Rachel. Casey had this idea. And what we're going to do is this Lego set has over 1,500 pieces in it, by the way.
I know. Yeah. I know. This looks daunting.
Listen, if you'd focus, you can get this done. So let me tell the audience what we have in store. So we're going to put the webcam on Rachel here in the studio. She is going to attempt to put this together during our program.
That's a couple hours.
The entire, it could take a long time.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, sometimes you can really get into a groove and knock these things out. I've put together tons of these, like these big ones.
Oh, yeah.
And we usually do them in sessions. Like we'll work on it for an hour or so, and then we'll come back to it tomorrow.
What's the biggest you've tackled?
Oh, man. We did this from Minecraft. And it was called the Nether. It's like the hell in Minecraft.
Oh, wow.
So we put that together, and that took several days to do that.
Yeah, we have a couple that are this large, and it's same thing. It takes a few days. So I thought, you know, for an adult, if you sat down and you really focused for a few hours, the length of our show, might be able to do it. But I told her, I told her the same thing I tell Jace. I'm like, when you get frustrated, just take a break for a second, go to the bathroom, get some coffee, just take a break, and then come back to it.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Yeah. Rachel, maybe you might be a savant as far as this goes.
I might be. This is my first one. I don't have kids. Oh, I've never put together a Lego anything.
So the instructions are very IKEA-esque, okay? So
I'm really good at that.
They're three-dimensional, and you got to kind of look and if you make mistakes, you got to go back and you got to take it apart and you got to restart. But you really have to look at the pictures while you're trying to put it together.
I have faith in you. You have roughly 4 hours to get this done.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We will use when Preston hits the button for the letter of the day. That's the finish line.
We can use this.
The finish line.
So here's how you can qualify to win the Millennium Falcon here. Okay. So what you need to do is you will have to text and tell us what time of day you think that Rachel is going to finish this.
Okay.
And we have a few different options for you. What you have to do is text the word solo, then a space, and then the time on the clock you think that she will finish. And if you happen to nail it exactly, if there's more than one, we will draw randomly from that. Now, if you don't think that she'll be able to finish it, text the word solo, followed by the word fail. And then we will draw from that pool of people.
All right, so everyone has a shot at it. Again, you're texting the time on the clock that you think she'll finish.
Yep, there's a time. I have a timer right here, the actual clock for the time of day right here in front of me on my monitor, and that's what we'll go by.
It is atomic time.
It is Atomic Time.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah. And as you mentioned, Preston, Rachel is a fan. You saw the movie the other night
with us.
I did.
It was so good. It was so good.
And have you seen all the other Star Wars movies as well?
I have seen almost all of them. I didn't watch all the Jake Lloyd ones.
That's okay. Right. Yeah, that's fine.
You're all right.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
You didn't miss much.
And I'm going to be in a bikini while I'm doing this.
There you go.
That's good to mention.
Yeah.
So we figured, in order to watch someone putting together a puzzle of sorts, you may as well have something nice to look at while you're viewing this. So Rachel would be wearing a bikini.
And what is she wearing?
Oh, and today I have Daisy Dukes and motorcycle boots on.
Daisy Dukes and boots.
Yeah.
Boots. So I thought, our listeners probably have motorcycle boots or combat boots or something like
Paint
that.
Paint a cow on them. Yeah. Enter. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we're going to have Rachel set up over here by our normal hottie cam spot. She's going to be on the floor, I believe, assembling this whole thing during the course of the show. It's going to be going on the whole time.
Yes.
So you're going to watch on the webcam. And if you want to vote, you're available to do it. You can start it now. Solo, text solo, a space, and then the time. Not the word space, but solo, and then the time you think that Rachel.
You have to be so explicit.
You have to be so specific about this. And to 39333, and you might win the Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon Kessel Run playset, which is over 1,400 pieces.
Preston, I was outside in Cherry Hill, the mall, the Lego store there. There was a line like as if you were waiting to get into a top nightclub.
Yeah.
And they would only let a few people in at a time to peruse the area. So this stuff is very coveted.
We went to Legoland in the Plymouth Meeting Mall, and I took my brother with me, and he's like, what is this place? Yes. Like, is it, are we going to like it? He had, when he walked in, he had no idea that, like, all of that was back there. His son was, like, running around. His eyes lit up. He was smiling. I'm like, it's cool.
Forget it. It's off the charts for kids.
All right, so it's underway. Rachel is set up. She's going to open up that box. She's going to get to it. So you may hear some noise in the background, and that's Rachel working on our Lego set. All right, let me get to a stupid question. We're going to give away a $150 Fogo to Show gift card if you can answer this correctly. What 2009 film about the South African rugby team featured Morgan Freeman as Nelson Mandela?
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that movie? 215-263-WMMR. What 2009 film about the South African rugby team featured Morgan Freeman as Nelson Mandela? Call right now. Let's see if you know the answer. Birthdays. I'm going to get into those. Today is Thursday, May 24th, and I have a big biggie in the world of music. Today's birthday, today's date is Bob Dylan's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Mailboxes drip like lampposts in the twisted birth canal of the Coliseum.
That's not
it's so get hard. Wild card.
Hang on a second. It's also John C. Reilly's birthday.
Is it?
Who is singing this song? Did you even
you
know that?
You could combine them into Walk and Get Hard.
Yeah.
So this is
the mouse with the overbite explained how the rabbit.
What the hell is this song about?
John C. Reilly is in, of course, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. And he had a phase where he was going through Bob Dylan. Right. And that's him doing a very Bob Dylan-like song.
I love the band member who turns to the other guys. What the hell is this song about?
It's so it all ties in together. But Bob Dylan is 77 years old today.
No stranger to the Jersey Shore, right? Wasn't he picked up for loitering?
Yes.
Like 2 years ago?
He was like, they thought he was a vagrant. Yeah. Just walking around like Avalon or Sea Isle or something like that.
And why would
you? Why would you?
So Mr. Zimmerman is 77 years old today. Also a guy who's been in our studio before, Rich Robinson. He is a guitarist for the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
Chris Robinson's brother, 49 years old today, and he wouldn't play any Black Crowes songs while he was here.
Oh, there's
really? I just wanted to hear the beginning of She Talks to Angels, and he wouldn't do it.
I know. Yeah. They hate each other.
They do.
I don't want to play that song.
Yeah, so he's 49. Well, I'm done.
Oh.
Kill it.
Ah,
Priscilla Presley has her birthday today.
Priscilla Presley, man.
Scylla is celebrating her 73rd birthday today.
Still looks like a man.
Yeah. Well, back in the Naked Gun days in Dallas.
Super hot, man.
She was.
God, super I loved her.
And she is the subject of Nice Beaver. That's
right, man.
Yeah. She climbs up
nice
to the
beaver.
She climbs up to the top of a ladder to get something down, and Leslie Nielsen is looking straight up her skirt and goes, "Nice beaver."
Nice beaver.
And she brings down a taxidermied beaver and goes, "Thanks, I just had it stuffed." Which it's one of my
favorite. It's stupid and hilarious.
It's one of my favorite movie lines
man,
ever.
Actually, I'll tell you something. First time I saw her, she just. I was like 7, 8 years old, and I said, that girl's going to be for me. He actually did
meet her as a little girl.
Yeah, she was like 12 years old or 13.
And the rest is history. I don't know if that story would have been received as warmly these days.
So Cilla is 73, like I said. It's also a very big birthday for Mr. Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame. He's 80 years old.
80 years for Tommy Chong.
I think most people probably wouldn't have guessed he would have made it to 80 years old.
No, no. But you know what? Those guys were always in shape.
Yeah.
They were always, if you look at them in the Up in Smoke movie, they're pretty jacked, actually.
They went through like a weight training phase. They were both into bodybuilding for a while, and they're in great shape. But smoking weed like nobody's business.
Man, you stop and think about it. He did time.
Yeah.
For selling
paraphernalia.
And right now, look what's happening.
It's
talk about a waste.
Exactly. Yep. So happy 80th to Tommy Chong. Alfred Molina, great actor, man.
He is so good.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is the song in Boogie Nights, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
When he's... there's a scene in Boogie Nights where they're playing Sister Christian.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's the tense scene at the end.
With the firecrackers going off.
Yeah. And they think they're going to get shot.
And you know what? Rabbi, our old music director, Rabbi, had pointed out a line in that movie that I never picked up on. So the firecracker scene, the guys walk around just dropping firecrackers. Yeah. And Alfred Molina's character goes, don't mind him. He's Chinese.
What? Yeah, it's
I was like, what does that mean? But he's in so many good movies. Doc Ock, man.
He is the reason why Doc Ock works in what is, you know, the top two best Spider-Man movies of all time is because you know that there is a heart in there that he really projects even when he's completely ocking out, Preston.
Yep, totally ocking, man. So he's 65.
Ockin' like Dockin', you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Ockin' like Dockin'.
He's 65, and the last birthday I saw is Kristen Scott Thomas, an actress from Four Weddings and a Funeral, Mission Impossible, and The English Patient. She is 58 today.
Oh, The English Patient.
Yeah, let's see if we can get an answer to this question. What 2009 film about the South African rugby team featured Morgan Freeman as Nelson Mandela? 215-263-WMMR is the number, and I am going to go to... It says Desire, or is it Desiree?
It's Desiree.
Desiree.
Hi, Desiree. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What movie are we talking about here with Morgan Freeman?
It's called Invictus.
Invictus. Is correct, yes. Hang on just a second. We'll get your information, Desiree. And we are going to give you a $150 Fogo to Show gift card, and you can visit them in Philadelphia, King of Prussia, and at Fogo.com.
Before we get too far away, did you want to mention that Lenny responded?
Oh, yeah, Lenny Dykstra responded to our request to come on the air this morning.
He responded again.
Because he pulled a gun, allegedly pulled a gun on an Uber driver. And what does it say here?
Well, the first one was no interviews now, bro.
Yeah, but please play Taylor Swift's Shake It Off on the air in my honor.
Which we did.
Yeah, we played a little bit of it. And then what was the other one?
I don't really understand this one as much. And there's a curse word in it, but he says, what happens on Twitter stays on Twitter. Sort of like the home of that expansion team that just made the effing Stanley Cup Finals. You know why I have French-Canadian NHL blood. And then he goes on and talks about the Golden Knights versus the Caps. And then he says Martha Quinn gets him first in an interview, apparently.
Martha Quinn gets me first?
Yeah, so he'll be interviewed by Martha Quinn at some point.
Okay.
If you're thinking about it, investigative report, but come on.
Yeah. Come on, man. But she gets first dibs.
All right.
So in a way, that's absolutely perfect. Yep. The first interview should be Martha Quinn for Lenny Dykstra.
Right. One of our listeners just responds, Lenny, what are you doing, man?
But every time stories like this pop up, you just smile, though, because it's like, that's sort of him. That's right. Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah. All right, so I have a few stories. We'll get into this. Moses Farrow, the son of Woody Allen and Mia Farrow, is defending his father against his sister Dylan's claim that he sexually abused her. Moses goes a step further and says that actually... Mia Farrow abused him and his siblings in a detailed personal essay posted online. But in a statement to People, Dylan, called the essay an attempt to deflect from a credible allegation made by an adult woman by trying to impugn my mother, who has only ever been supportive of me and my siblings. It's easily disproven, contradicts years of his own statements, is beyond hurtful to me personally, and is part of a larger effort to discredit and distract from my assault. My brother is a troubled person. I'm so sorry he's doing this. What a mess, man. You know,
is there any hope, Preston, that Mia and Woody can get back together the family back together? Or would you say we're too far away from that at this point?
I'd say we might be a little bit too far,
because then there's a whole Soon Yi thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Mia and Woody's biological son, Ronan, grew up to become the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who helped break the Harvey Weinstein story, of course. Ronan has publicly supported Dylan in her accusations against Woody. But separately, staunch Time's Up supporter Scarlett Johansson is getting dragged on social media a little bit for being spotted dining out with Woody on Friday night. But she has been in some of the
films. The word is, the unofficial word, obviously, no one's confirmed or denied, it's just speculation that he's got a little bit of a crush on her.
Maybe. Hey, Sarah Silverman is sorting through some complicated feelings about Louis C.K. in a broad-ranging interview in GQ. The mag asked her about her friship with several men who have been sidelined by the Me Too movement, and that would be C.K., Al Franken, and Aziz Ansari. Our assessment of C.K. and his situation, he, of course, was accused of admitted to pleasuring himself in front of women without their okay, was the most detailed. She said, life is complicated. Love is even more complicated, but you can't not do it. I don't have some definitive soundbite or nutshell of how I feel about it, even to myself, but I'm okay with that. She also said she still talks to Louis. She said, he's my brother, so it's hard. I may not have a very clear perspective on it, but I'm trying to. Regarding Ansari, she said, I was just like, gross. I don't want to know that about Aziz. Hopefully he's dealing with things, looking inward, and will blossom from that. He was accused of sexual behavior by an anonymous woman that she classified as assault, and he thought was consensual.
Hey, that was the weirdest and most innocuous of the ones, right? It seemed, any way you looked at it, it's just an unpleasant date.
An unpleasant date, but then you have to, like, re-examine that.
Yeah.
As to, like, okay, well, yeah.
I don't know. But regarding Al Franken, who has been accused of groping women, she said, I believe in my heart of hearts, that he never copped a feel. The sketch, the whole Leanne Tweeden sketch, is online. You can see it for yourself. It's not funny, but it's innocuous. He may have touched some side boob by accident or a tush by accident, but I'm telling you, his wife, Franny, is his best friend and constant companion, and he has eyes for no one else. So that's in GQ if you want to read the article with Sarah Silverman. Hey, the season finale of Survivor Ghost Island aired last night.
Ooh, Ghost Island.
It's the last seven seasons.
And the winner of the 36th season.
36 yeah. seasons of Survivor.
It was revealed, and in a rare Jeff Probst read the votes live at the Tribal Council instead of waiting for the live reunion show. And for the first time ever, there was a tie in the final vote, which meant the third player in the final three got a chance to give the final vote. In the end, the winner was Wendell Holland.
Yay! Wendell Holland, the man.
Second place went to Dominic Abate. Third place went to Laurel Johnson. Fourth place, Angela Perkins. And fifth place, Donathan Hurley. And sixth place went to Sebastian Knoll.
These could easily be missing people off of Police. I have no idea who they are. I haven't watched the show for, I guess you said, 36 seasons. I probably watched four seasons.
One player actually impressed superfan Sia, the musician, the artist. The singer gave $10,000 to Donathan Hurley, who finished fifth. And I don't know why, but she gave him $10,000.
That's pretty cool.
And the name is Donathan?
Yeah, Donathan.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like Jonathan, but Don.
But
so
with a D.
Go for Don for short.
Donald normally.
And like Ronathan, you know.
The upcoming 37th season of Survivor was announced, and the theme is David versus Goliath. So that's going to be the next one.
So they're going to have incredibly tiny people against huge giants?
20 contestants will be separated onto two teams, with the Davids consisting of underdogs who constantly have to overcome obstacles, and the Goliaths consisting of people who have used their advantages in life to rise to the top.
The themes are getting a little shallow here when it's one team likes hot dogs and the other one likes hamburgers.
Dude, it's 36 seasons. Yeah, yeah. I mean, eventually, it's a little... You're going to run out of...
Yeah,
no, let's just do...
You've kind of exploited every aspect.
Shirts and skins.
Shirts and skins.
I mean, you could just do... You know,
hairy noses, hairy ears.
Regular people, you don't need a theme for this. By the way, is it still just $1 million prize?
I don't know.
And I can't believe I just said just a million.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, listen, it started 36 seasons ago. You would expect things to increase over the time. I mean, it started as a $10,000 pyramid and eventually got to the $100,000 pyramid.
Exactly. So maybe this is $100 million.
The next season will air this fall, and there's already been some drama with the contestants revealing spoilers on social media. But the show still does well. Speaking of shows doing well, the most controversial engaged couple in Bachelor Nation has set a date, and it will not be televised. The couple made plans.
I love you.
To point out. Appearing on The View Wednesday, Ari Leyendijk Jr. and Lauren Burnham.
This guy has absolutely no personality.
Said they plan to marry in Hawaii on January 12th. He said it's...
And volcanoes!
He said it's in Maui. It's at Haiku Mill, which has this beautiful old world feel with a lot of vines and greenery.
It's got a lot of vines and coconuts.
Yeah. Leyendijk said it's not your typical beach wedding, and it's a private wedding, so not on TV, just a close group of friends, probably 100 guests.
What is it?
Coconuts.
And so Leyendijk and Burnham have been at the center of the Bachelor scandal after proposing to Becca Cuffrin on air and then getting cold feet and realized that he was in love with the other finalist, Burnham.
I found a coconut.
That was bad enough in viewers' eyes. But then he added grave insult to serious injury by dumping Cuffrin on live television and proceeding to propose to Burnham. And it all went down during a 2-hour After the Final Rose special on March 6th.
Oh, yeah, you can make all kinds of things. Coconut stew, coconut cake. I hates coconuts.
Thankfully, Cuffrin has confirmed that she is engaged herself now, by the way. So Becca, the one who was, got screwed
right.
over.
But she's engaged herself.
She's engaged, after wrapping up next season of The Bachelorette. So she's engaged. Yeah, that's apparently.
Had the most annoying commercial for The Bachelorette for her version. It's like, let's start this damn thing.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Shut up!
All right, but they have coconuts, apparently. With this
coconuts.
Ew, I hate coconuts.
Presenters and performers for the 2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards have been announced.
Oh, my God. How exciting.
That's coming up June 18th, by the way. Black Panther star Michael B. Jordan will be there.
Maybe I will watch.
Along with Mila Kunis, Seth Rogen, Kristen Bell, Zendaya, Gina Rodriguez, and Common will present. Tiffany Haddish is slated to host the ceremony, which will be held on June 18th. Like I said,
she's all over the place.
It will be at Barker Hangar in Santa Monica. Oh, and Steve.
Yes?
Nick Jonas and Mustard will perform their released anywhere in its entirety for the first time.
Nick Jonas and Mustard.
And Mustard.
Wow.
Yeah, Nick Jonas with Mustard,
yes,
please.
Absolutely. And some slaw.
Mustard. Listen, I know I'm not a youngin'.
Okay.
But Mustard.
But hang on.
Yeah.
We love Meatloaf, do we not?
Yep, we do.
All right.
True, we had Meatloaf.
They had Mustard.
Yeah, okay.
We had protein, though.
It pains me.
You're right.
To do that, but...
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
You know? So Mustard.
The question is, has Mustard legally... Now, Mustard is Mustard one performer, or is Mustard the band?
I'm just an entertainment reporter.
And he spells it right. He didn't get cute with the spelling.
No, it looks like Mustard is a single individual here. We're looking at a video of he and Nick Jonas, and it looks like Mustard might be supplying... a lot of times you'll have a singer and then you'll have a guest rapper to throw in some
you know
spice
who used to do that a lot? Preston Timberland.
Timberland.
He used to do that quite a lot.
In fact,
he appears on a song by Nelly Furtado.
And Snoop Dogg has done that a number of times.
Oh, yeah.
Nicki Minaj has done it a bunch of times.
The California Girls. You got that.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
right.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
he's a talented fellow, isn't he?
The hell are you doing here again?
It's been a while. I heard somebody mention coconuts
and mustard,
and I happen to be a fan.
Oh, all right.
But seriously, that Snoop Dogg, he's got some kind of talent.
It's
crazy because our doors squeak. Did anybody hear a squeak? No, he just snuck right in.
Oh, there we go.
He just went very
stealthy. Even I was listening to what was happening. And apparently, I was the one that did it.
Wow. So you love that Snoop Dogg,
huh? He is one talented young man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, his son plays football.
That's right.
But his others, I think it's the same son as a model.
Wow.
It's a model.
What a family.
It just incredibly talented people.
Newcomer sister duo Chloe X Haley.
Preston,
also...
I saw him on a bill one time with the rapper named A1 Sauce. And this guy was great. I got to tell you something. I was not really excited for the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm more of a fan of the Japanese rapper Wasabi. But here comes this A1. He had it all.
He was, I'd say, saucy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Saucy.
Yeah.
And as far as that goes, A plus.
Okay.
Spicy.
Chloe X Haley will also perform a medley of The Kids Are All Right and Warrior from their 2018 debut album, The Kids Are All Right. Last year was the first year the award show began, including TV nominees, and it also replaced the Best Actor and Actress categories with generalist distinctions, Best Actor in a Movie and Best Actor in a Show. Other categories include Best Kiss, Best Hero, and Best Villain, and June 18th on MTV at 9 p.m. That is a Monday, by the way.
But you know what they haven't? So that genderless thing that they do that isn't, they don't do it for the MTV Video Awards, they don't do it for the other awards, just the Film Awards for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Yep.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
So the mother of dragons can be intimidated occasionally, too. Amelia Clark revealed her cringeworthy run-in with Prince William on Late Night with Seth Meyers. She explained that they met after the 2018 Centerpoint Awards at Kensington Palace in February. She said, it's kind of a frightening thing going to the palace. I was kind of just relaxing. And then they were like, oh, he's going to come in. Prince William is going to come in. And I was like, okay, cool, great. I'm really relaxed and everything's going to be fine. And then she was given a rundown on etiquette, which in her fright, she says she forgot or abandoned. She said, for whatever reason, probably because I was so scared, I couldn't manage to get out the words, Your Royal Highness. She recalled before cringing.
Your Royal Highness.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm four episodes into Game of Thrones.
Excellent. Oh.
Yes.
Is she naked yet in any of those episodes? Amelia Clark?
Yes.
I forget how the... how that proceeds early on in the series.
Well, she goes into a scalding hot bath. Naked,
right.
Full on, full frontal nudity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like it.
And Khal Drogo plows that at one point.
Well, yes, he does plow that.
So you're saying the nakedness, though, drops dramatically after, like, third or fourth season?
Yeah, it's still there. But, right. But yeah, it's still...
She comes back with a vengeance.
Yep.
She got just a wonderful beard.
Reach, you're not far off, man.
Nice beaver.
She's not like one of these workout feeds where things kind of look splayed all the time.
Wow.
Just natural.
All right, so...
Speaking of beaver, I got to show you guys
something.
What?
Where did you come from?
I know, it's a picture.
Okay, well, yes.
Later.
Okay.
That's just the reminder.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone,
jot that down.
Okay. Jot that down.
I'm writing it right down right now.
It's
Kathy
not my
has
beaver.
Beaver pick to show us.
A beaver pick.
I wasn't this excited when Adrian Smed came on the show.
After getting ousted from Amazon's Transparent over sexual harassment claims, Jeffrey Tambor is still up for an Emmy thanks to Netflix and the return of Arrested Development. And, of course, we're going to have on Gillian Jacobs later on. And she worked with him. Did she not?
Did she?
Is that who we were talking about earlier?
Oh, no. We're talking about Jessica Walter.
Oh,
yes, Preston. No. I can see we'd be confused. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Jessica Walter, do you remember the movie Play Misty for Me?
Yeah.
She was the lunatic.
Oh, my God.
And so over years now, she's become a very good comedic actress. She plays the matriarch of the family in Arrested Development.
I gotcha. And but she had run-ins with Jeffrey.
She did.
As far as just him being a jerk to her.
Being like a complete jerk. And and if we have the audio, when you get to it, we'll play it. But you can hear, this is during a, do you want to play it now? Do you want me to?
Well, if Marissa has it, I wouldn't mind hearing it. So she's working on that.
Okay.
But anyhow, the streaming giant submitted Tambor for the Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series Award. Just before the TV Academy's deadline, and submitting an actor doesn't guarantee a nomination, observers know, but he could be. He could be nominated.
When you see, if you've ever seen somebody in your life being unfairly dressed down or being verbally abused, do you step in? I have stepped in and called people on it. Sometimes people just get outlandish. Sometimes.
I have. It depends on the scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whether it's my business or not.
Right.
Or if somebody looks like they're about to really cross a line.
Right.
And I have.
In these kind of cases, it appears that they're crossing the line for no reason seems to be the issue.
Last weekend, Steve, I was talking with some friends about people who were rude to waiters in front of other people just for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
And you're just like, wait, really?
Really? That's what you're about?
It's such an indication as to who that person is.
Nick, that's why I'm not allowed in the UPS store in Conshohocken, because I stepped in. Christmases ago.
Because, you interceded on someone's behalf.
The guy that worked there was being so obnoxious to this older woman who was returning. She was sending out a few boxes, and she was having trouble carrying the boxes in, and like she was just taking a little bit of time. And he was so obnoxious to her, he threw the receipt at her. And I just stood there, and I was fuming, and then it was my turn, and he was rude to me, and I just exploded, and I was like, yeah.
Good for you.
Did you really?
He told me.
Is that when you took the beaver pick?
He kicked me out. It's not my beaver.
Okay, grab that audio.
It's not clean, damn it.
I'll say it again later. Okay. He kicked me out. He made me take the box that I was going to ship, and he told me to leave and never come back to his store, so I have never been back there since.
Did you call management?
I would have.
Yes, yes. Oh, you know what? I posted on Twitter, and they responded to me.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good for you for doing that.
This beaver pick, is it an actual, an animal beaver, or is it...
Wait, she'll show us later.
You're getting too excited. Yeah, it's not an actual beaver. It's just a very inappropriate dress where you almost see a beaver at an event you shouldn't see a beaver.
Yeah, well, that's what I was asking. So, is it an animal beaver or is it... Okay.
She's going to show us later.
Right, cool. An actual beaver.
All right. This is a clip of who, Steve?
So this is Jessica Walter. You know the actress. If you watch Arrested Development, she plays the matriarch of the family. So they're all there. All the cast of Arrested Development is there for an interview with the New York Times. And they're just... That's why the audio, it's more for print, but the recording was made so that they could transcribe it. And we'd heard these stories about Jeffrey Tambor being really a dick on set on Transparent. And so she just out of the blue kind of says this.
This sort of bullshit that we do, you know, making up fake life. It's a weird thing. And it is a breeding ground for atypical behavior. And certain people have certain processes.
But that doesn't mean it's acceptable. And the point is that things are changing and people need to respect each other differently.
I just realized this is her conversation. I have to let go of being angry at him. He never crossed the line on our show with any, you know, sexual whatever. Verbally, yes, he harassed me, but he did apologize. I have to let it go, and I have to give you a chance to for us to be friends again.
Absolutely.
But it's hard.
Wow, she's crying.
Wow.
She's crying. I mean, that's how much. And then Jason Bateman's sort of steps in to sort of mitigate everything a little bit, and then she responds to that.
So. Honestly, Jason says this happens all the time. In almost 60 years of working, I've never had anybody yell at me like that on a set. And it's hard to deal with it, but I'm over it now. I just let it go right here for the New York Times.
Wow.
I mean, that shows, that to me sounds like someone who is traumatized.
Yeah.
What an ass.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's just throwing his weight around.
Exactly.
I hate that.
I hate people like that.
All right, we need to end on a nicer story because this will be the last one. Ellen DeGeneres got a wonderful surprise on Wednesday's episode of The Ellen DeGeneres Show when Ashton Kutcher stopped by unannounced to tell her that he and his tech company, Ripple, were gifting Ellen and her wildlife fund with a $4 million prize in her name.
He's an investor, Preston. So it turns out Ashton Kutcher is incredibly savvy when it comes to business. And so this is a
giant commercial for Ripple.
It's
you're an investor in Ripple?
I am. It's just cryptocurrency kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Bitcoin. You. But it's a $4 million donation.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Her wife, Portia, of course, established the fund in February to mark DeGeneres' 60th birthday. And that was she said that was the most amazing thing. She told Kutcher and his business partner, Guy Osiri, clearly overcome with gratitude. Thank you. I love you both so much. You know that.
Now, so Kutcher is worth multi-millions, but during the actual show, the app on the phone, Ellen pushed the one button and transferred the $4 million into the account.
So that's And that's your commercial for Ripple right there.
Yeah, so
because like it's just, you know, you can transfer millions of dollars in 10 seconds, you know, whereas, whatever, I don't want to get into it, but.
Yeah.
God, nice finally, commercial. That used to take me all day
it
to do.
Sucks it. Because, you know? Did you get the millions of dollars yet?
Yes.
I'm still waiting.
Well, you got to write
Damn
a check.
It.
And
yeah.
A lot of
put
zeros.
A stamp on the envelope.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now, thank God.
Oh, you know what? It was stuck at the top of the mailbox.
Oh, I hate that.
All right, we only have one clip today.
Yeah!
What? Yeah, well, we already played some clips, so we're good to go. One more day until Solo, a Star Wars story, the tale of a young Han Solo's adventures with his Wookiee sidekick, hits theaters. In this clip, Donald Glover and Phoebe Waller do their best to describe the movie in one word.
Solo. Because...
I'd say just adrenalizing, because the story is so fast and there are so many twists and turns and it's so action-packed. But it's also so emotional, and that your heart is wrenched out of your chest every 5 minutes as well. So it's kind of the whole thing is very adrenalizing.
Solo, Star Wars Story opens tomorrow. And as we speak, the amazing calendar girl Rachel... here on the Preston and Steve Show, is in our studio, and she is building the Millennium Falcon Lego set. That's as far as you've gotten?
It's almost completely done.
Well, let me point out, she's in a bikini, by the way.
Yeah. And a guy.
What page are you on?
All right, so she's working on it. So here's the deal.
She's doing all right.
Page 11. She's doing good. So here's the deal. If you do not know, so we have one of these to give away, the Star Wars Millennium Falcon. It's the Kessel Run edition. And what you have to do is guess how long it's going to take Rachel to put this whole thing together during the course of our show. So here's what you need to do. If you know, if you have an idea of what time she'll wrap up, there's 1,400 pieces in this. And you can watch her on our web camera in the studio. Like I said, she's in a bikini. And
like Princess Leia.
If you think you know what time she'll finish, you text the word solo, followed by the time of day you think she will finish. And it has to be before the end of the show. If you don't think she'll be able to do it by the end of the show, text the word solo, followed by the word fail. And we'll put you in a category. If we do have an actual time when she finishes, everybody who has texted us at time will be put together in a file, and we will pull one randomly, and we will give this Millennium Falcon to them. And the same thing if it's a fail. If she is not able to have it completed by the time we do the letter of the day, that will go in fail, and we'll pull from that, and we'll get a winner. And either way, somebody's going to win the Millennium Falcon Lego edition.
But she knows her stuff, too, so she knows what the Falcon's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And she's definitely got the sharpness to do it.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yep. I hope you guys are able to make it to the movie this weekend, because it was a lot of fun.
I would avoid, for me, going to the movies over Memorial Day weekend is a no-no.
Yeah.
So I wait till the theater's a little less, you know. Though, however.
You like to go in the morning, Preston.
I like the morning.
So I'm going to follow your lead. And I used to do it a long time ago, Preston. I'm going to hit Deadpool as early as I can Sunday morning.
Nice. Yeah. All right, so that is going on during the show, and you can watch via our webcam. Go to PrestonandSteve.com to do that. We have guests on the program. Billy Gardell is going to be joining us. Gillian Jacobs will be on, and we have our friends from Sterling Pig Brewery coming by. We'll do some giveaways in conjunction with them, too. We'll be back in just a moment.
New, old, and everything in between. MMR rocks.
So it's important that you text the word solo first.
Are you Tom Hanks right now?
I'm Tom Hanks from A League of Their Own. Still missing the cutoff man.
Yeah.
So text the word solo and then the time or fail. Okay. The word solo. And the reason being is because the number that you text it to is the same number that we do for our coolest teacher as well. And that's why if you're at LaSalle College High School, you want to text the word teacher first, followed by the name of the teacher to 39333. Otherwise, it doesn't go in the proper folder for us to go through and find a winner. It doesn't count.
Or Han Solo ends up being your coolest teacher.
Yeah. Exactly. So use that format. Text the word solo, followed by the time. All right, to 39333.
You know who could do it right, Preston?
Who?
Snoop.
Snoop Talk. He's so talented.
That guy, it's like, what do they call it, a eidetic memory, where he just sees something and he knows immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
It's just astonishing.
All right, so that's, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
If you do it wrong, you do it wrong.
Let him fail.
Yeah, we're watching.
You idiots.
Yep.
You idiots.
And don't say you idiots. Say you soon-to-be contest participants.
All right, LaSalle College High School, by the way, is up for our coolest teacher. Text word teacher followed by the teacher's name, 39333. And our winner from Garnet Valley, in case you missed that earlier, is Paul Kazanjian. a science teacher at Garnet Valley. So congratulations.
What's the drum company? What, Kasigian?
Zildjian.
Zildjian. That's it. Okay.
No, not the same.
All right.
All right. Anyhow, let's clean out the junk drawer.
I noticed
things yesterday. Today, the drawer of junk needs to be cleaned out. Let me dig in here.
You have a lot of stuff.
See what I can find.
There. Why don't you get in fully, Preston?
I'm trying to.
Just close the drawer.
I'm elbow deep. Have you guys ever heard of something called thunder fever?
No.
I'm trying to think.
It is the idea that certain thunderstorm conditions put people with asthma at an increased risk of an attack.
I have heard this then. I didn't know it was referred to as thunder fever.
Thunder fever. And this leads me to, do you know people who feel that they can predict the weather because of physical...
Meteorologists are...
No, not with people with computer models and so forth.
And there's a general question. So, I do know people who say they can predict the weather.
No, by either they start getting a headache or their knee hurts or their something like that.
If it's very windy outside or storms coming, a tropical depression or something of that nature, my wife is very likely to get a migraine.
Yeah. Before though, because some people are like, bad weather's coming.
As it's starting to come in, something's happening.
This thing's called thunder fever. It increases the probability of an attack far more so than during any other type of weather pattern.
Thunder fever!
When it's a thunderstorm. Though there is no study that's been published in a scientific journal to back up this theory, it's true that certain conditions during thunderstorms generate massive amounts of tiny pollen particles that pose a danger to those with asthma.
Ah.
One study specifically found an uptick in the number of asthma-related emergency room visits between June 24th and 25th of 1994 at St. Mary's Hospital in London, the exact same time that a huge thunderstorm event occurred. In short, researchers believe a huge updraft at the beginning of a thunderstorm carries air particles containing pollen upward to the waterlogged cloud layers, and there the sudden change from dry to super humid air causes the pollen grains to rupture, creating a downpour of tiny allergen particles in the sky.
I'm buying it.
And then the thunderstorm's downdraft of gusty wind carries those particles back into the air that we breathe. If someone with asthma breathes in those bits of pollen, it can cause an asthma attack.
So this isn't confirmed, but it's a speculation right now.
It's one of those things, right. that they say may be a case.
You remember the old, the sitcoms with the Beverly Hillbillies and Petticoat Junction, whatever they like. Ma would say her
my rheumatism.
Yeah, my rheumatism. Whenever there's a storm coming, or my bunions tingling, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. My sister had indicated something along those lines that she for sure, when something's coming out, like her shoulder would hurt or something along those lines.
Right. So. Now, you wonder if it's just, what's really coming first. A storm comes and then you make the connection.
Yeah.
Or, for example, I think if you're well out in advance of it, then there might be a case to be made.
I think it's something if the pressure drops, the air pressure drops.
Yes.
And it causes something physical within you, so your wife with her migraines.
And that
and
makes
stuff
sense,
like that,
right? Yeah. And Preston, the same thing happens to you, does it not, with my
migraine?
A heavy change in barometric pressure?
I personally haven't noticed it. I'm bad at picking up those things. I've told you guys, I can't even tell my wife's PMSing until afterwards. And I'm like,
you're bleeding all over the place.
See, when you were mentioning this, Preston, I with the asthma, I thought it was more of an anxiety thing, but when it's more like biological with the pollen, makes sense. Well,
how much do are those for the a person who suffers from asthma? The inhalers, are they
and the nebulizers? Wait, Nick, you would know.
Yeah, I mean, my son has and had asthma. It was worse when he was a baby, but the nebulizer works really well for infants, and he's had to have an inhaler for his whole life. He's 11 now, and he had an asthma attack. He hasn't had one for years, but he had an asthma attack at soccer practice earlier this season. Excuse me. Still has the asthma inhalers with him, and they kill the problem. That's a poor choice of words. Yeah. They helped immediately, and he feels it coming on. Just fine.
Takes it, inhales.
It was cold. He was forced to do laps,
right,
and had to stop and bail from the running because he had an asthma attack.
Okay,
came over to the car where we had the asthma inhalers and breathed in, and then was fine afterwards.
Okay, nice. All right, just thought I'd mention that. Other things from the junk draw. How about this one? Millennials know how to get down with themselves. A recent survey found that 50% of people age 18 to 24 pleasure themselves weekly, which is apparently higher than any other age group.
Really?
Yeah.
Preston, they need to call data from us.
That's right.
Weekly? Meaning like once a week?
No.
On a 7-day cycle, they're more likely to be pounding away.
Yeah. Developed by the sex toy company Tenga, the 2018 Global Self-Pleasure Report is the world's largest survey on pleasuring yourself.
I want to go to that event.
It uses data from 13,000 respondents age 18 to 74 in 18 different countries. In addition to millennials' pleasure habits, the survey produced some interesting findings on solo sex worldwide. In America, 92% of men and 76% of women say that they do it.
Of course they do. Of course. All right, quick question.
Yeah.
When you're getting ready to be with yourself,
mm-hmm.
do you do a little room prep?
I don't know. What kind of do you do, I guess?
Dim the lights?
Sure.
Light a candle.
Well,
too.
I put my headphones on.
We know that. But you do dim the lights because the
yeah, because it's dark in there.
Rachel liked that one.
You know, it's just I think it has to. I like quiet.
You put on some music.
I do not put on music. Okay. I like to I turn the volume off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go
on what your
on
material
whatever thing I might turn be that using. Off.
I got to go volume on.
Do you? Sure. You want to hear the dialogue?
Of course.
You don't know
there's
points.
Not dialogue. Well, I mean,
just a lot of slurping and gulping.
Yeah,
it was the butler.
Except for
I hate that.
Oh, yeah, this is great. This is wonderful. But you'll do it there. Oh yeah. Oh. You like that, don't you? It's like Joy's couscous.
Like Joy's couscous?
Yeah. That's what he calls his life unit.
So 92% of American men and 76% of American women. In the UK, those numbers are 96%. I'm sorry, 96% of men and 78%. So more admit it in the UK. And in Germany, it's 93% and 76%. But it's all kind of in the same ballpark, you know?
Yeah, I mean, no, I think it's
ratio-wise.
Sure.
Women, fewer women. It's more men than women do it. According to these,
but there's
surveys.
A lot of women doing it.
A lot of women doing it, yeah. But many more men, though. Lots of people do this. Many aren't really happy talking about it with their partners. Only 18% of respondents in the United States, 15% in the United Kingdom, and 11% in Germany feel it's important to talk about their habits with the people that they're close with.
Well, then there's the joy of being discovered doing it by your paramour.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I've had it too. You know,
it's true.
PlayStation controller in one hand,
God,
me
you,
in the other.
I told you about my buddy Steve and his mom busted him.
Oh, that is a classic story.
He was an adult at this point.
My wife laughed. So that, you know, but I mean, I don't know how mom would take it.
Oh, my God. And he was watching. This is back like when the Spice Channel was on and it was Scrambled.
Oh.
So he's watching Scrambled porn. You know, you can see one boob and it's green rest of the. The rest of the screen is all garbled.
Usually the sound is on or was on.
I would get static.
There were times when it was sound or just music playing.
Yeah.
So you couldn't hear the sound.
Dude, but every now and again you would turn it on and it would be
clear.
Almost clear.
Oh. Do you remember the Goldbergs nailed it?
Don't move.
Preston, the Goldbergs nailed it with the episode where Adam and Barry are standing there with the old style controller with the cord going to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew the proper channel combination to hold down.
Yes.
To, you know, the buttons to hold down to get it to sort of stabilize.
Oh, my God. Did you know they pulled this up? I guess it's on Google. If you type in Spice Channel or Spice Channel Censored or whatever, they have all kinds of screen caps. Oh, it's Scrambled TV porn that they put in there. All kinds of screen caps of what that would have looked like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Millennials have it so easy.
Wow, that's funny.
Well, that's why they're able to spank it so much. We're living in the gold rush.
You had to work for porn.
You're absolutely right about that.
There's porn
Steve.
And then there are hills.
Yeah.
If
the mother load.
Exactly.
You'd have to go to the woods and hope that somebody left something behind.
I mean, Google Scrambled porn now.
And get that.
This is kids. They got antibiotics. They got porn.
According to the survey, 86% of men who've used sex toys say they improve their self-pleasure experience, by the way. So this is men using sex toys. In the U.S., 53% of guys say they'd be open to using one on themselves as well.
What would be the one you would go for?
Well, I don't know. I guess I've heard and seen pictures of a flashlight.
Yeah,
I have
likewise.
No idea if that would.
I tried a regular flashlight.
What that would be?
And
like.
That spring hurt. Yeah. That spring really hurt.
Yeah.
Steve, it's a not a flashlight.
I know, but
it's a fleshlight.
It's so close.
Yeah.
I told you guys, and I'll bring it up again because it's too funny, about
Please
my
do.
Friend that wanted to go halvesies on a flashlight.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and that guy's a respected employee of our federal government.
Listen,
right now.
When it comes to your sex toys, splurge.
Right?
Yeah. Go for it. Spend your money.
Yeah, I
politely
declined.
You don't
decline.
Have to put an installment plan with a
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, because I'll point you to an obvious fact. How many used sex toy shops do you see?
Right.
I don't know. It still looks like it's a lot of wear. And how are the treads on this thing?
Did he actually ask you that?
Oh, it was legit, Preston.
Havsies?
Yes. Yeah. This guy.
No, you can have it.
Yeah, this guy's, he's disturbed.
Wow.
So, yes, I said no.
Look at that. Look at the pictures of Preston. Look at the one all the way over to the right. That, or I guess, yeah. It's
teeth?
A green
the teeth.
Green
on
teeth.
It.
It looks like one of the Cenobites from Hellraiser.
Oh, my God.
Who
wants
that?
It's meant to look like a zombie.
Listen, there's. There's people out there.
No, you're right.
There's lots of people.
Yeah.
You know
what I'd like to have? I'd like to have a zombie overly gratified. That'd be wild, wouldn't it be?
Well, look what they have here, Reed.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
They've got a fleshlight.
Oh, my God.
That has a zombie
mouth
on it.
Is that on the Amazon there, Preston?
It's on the Amazon. You could probably get it through Prime.
Absolutely.
Wow. All right, let me see what else I have in the junk drawer. Steve, this is right up your alley, and we're headed into, you know, obviously this weekend, officially, unofficially, summer. And if you go swimming while you're on vacation, the CDC said that an estimated 27,000 people were sickened and 8 died from swimming-related diseases from 2000 to 2014 in hotel pools and hot tubs.
Ah-ha!
So that's mainly where they're focusing on, hotels. According to CDC figures, 1 out of 3 swimming-related disease outbreaks originated from hotels. They said that Cryptosporidium.
Oh, Jesus.
Also known as Crypto.
Yeah, which is Superman's dog.
Along with Pseudomonas and Legionella caused most of the outbreaks in swimming venues.
Okay. Legionella.
Of the 27,000 people sick, and the majority had Crypto, which is a parasite. Tough enough to survive even in properly maintained pools.
So my father had a different situation. He had a pool that was so overly chemicaled up that it caused like body hair and everything to like fall off. You know, like it was you know, and so he got contacted. I think it was a class action suit that was made, and he was part of it.
No kidding.
We have in our hot tub. You can shock it sometimes if it gets.
Sound very privileged there, Preston.
If it goes a few days, and if you if it gets a little discolored, but you have to wait a couple of hours for that to filter through,
right.
And dilute. And if you get in a little bit too early and you don't realize it, you know, like so, Rochelle might chlorinate it, and I don't know, and I'll go and get in. Your skin gets kind of itchy.
Does it?
And you
okay.
can feel it, and you're like, oh, I got to get out. I definitely have to get out because it can do some damage to you.
That's got to be a terrible thing to realize that you got a light rash from your hot tub.
When I was a kid.
You know what we need to do? We need to do first world problems again.
Yeah, I know.
I've been wanting to do that again. We got to do that soon.
Is the gentleman from Make-A-Wish done speaking? I have something to say.
My hot tub.
Has
too much chlorine.
It slightly discolored my arm hair.
When I was a kid, you would swim, and I swam all day. I was a little pool rat, and I would swim with my eyes open under the water, and I'd be fine. But indoor pools, I thought were a lot, you know. So when I swam for high school and stuff like that, you couldn't open your.
I wonder if it's the case because it's indoors. You're more likely to maintain. You know,
I was wondering if the gas from the
chlorine?
Seeped out of the pool. Yeah, stayed in the
enclosure.
In the enclosed pool, yeah. Because I grew up going to the Y in Berwyn, Casey, and they had a lot of indoor pools there. And yep. The same experience. Isn't it? When it would go outside, it was fine. Indoors, you'd get out of the pool and you'd look at the lights, you'd see that rainbow around
the
lights.
Halo, yeah.
The halo.
Yeah.
Or before you even get in the pool, if you walk inside and you can just smell it.
Right.
And you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, man. It was overpowering.
I think the sun burns those chemicals off outside.
Yeah,
I wonder. So you have to apply them a lot more often.
So anyhow, swallowing just a mouthful of water with Crypto in it can make otherwise healthy kids and adults sick for weeks with watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and vomiting.
So at the beach, going swimming in the ocean,
yeah,
you know, listen, there's everything is crap in that anyway. But I'm
yeah, but parts per million.
Parts per million, it's
fine.
Reduced.
That's the thing.
That's
it's,
the issue. That,
it's
yeah.
so expansive. Here's a tip for you. Don't get into the water and don't let your kids go into the water if sick with diarrhea.
Why not?
Because that's you're going to spread it.
Of course.
The CDC said if a pool, hot tub, or water playground is not cleaned properly, bacteria can grow and form a slime that's called biofilm on wet surfaces. God. Legionella and Pseudomonas can live in this biofilm. The CDC has offered the following tips to prevent getting sick while swimming. Don't swim or let your kids swim sick with diarrhea. Check the pools, hot tubs, and water playground inspection scores. Before getting in the water, use a test strip from your local retailer or pool supply store to check if the water's pH and bromine or free chlorine level are correct. So you just travel around with your little strips.
Absolutely. You have to become a chemist.
Don't swallow the water. Take kids on bathroom breaks hourly and change diapers in the diaper changing area and away from the water.
Preston, Joy and I were on vacation in Cabo once. Yeah. And we met a lovely Italian actress, a young lady named Legionella. And
when I was a kid, though, in the community pool or whatever, I'd be taking the water and spitting it out at people.
Yeah. Sure. All the time. And then at some point, and it must have been a traumatic experience, I think it might have been a kid with diarrhea or something in the pool.
Yeah.
It was a hotel pool. Yeah, something like that, I remember. I tried to block it out. Once you have one of those incidents, you realize what a genetic stew you're in.
Yeah. Hey, fun fact, Legionella gets its name from a hotel right here in Philadelphia. It was named after the Legionnaires' disease, which happened in the 1976 American Legion Convention in Philadelphia.
Do you remember when that happened, that whole thing?
Yeah.
I mean, because, I was on vacation in Kabul.
Oh, my God.
We got a Western Union telegram back there. They didn't have the text edits like the kids have these days.
It was a Legionnaires' convention.
Yeah.
And where was it? What hotel is it at?
I forget. It's the one that's being renovated and rebuilt on North Broad.
Okay.
It's got the elevators.
Was it the one that burned down?
The Bellevue Stratford.
Not
the one that burned down. Yeah, it's going to be a Blatstein property now. Anyway. Okay.
Right, listen, I was a lifeguard for years and years, and because I have no problems with outdoor pools because I know for a fact that water gets tested every single hour.
No, I know. But I mean, I think I'm more inclined to go swimming in someone's backyard pool.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I just don't like 44,000 people that I don't know. And, you know, there are people who don't know enough to not shake your hand if they're sick.
Yeah. But with that said, hotel pools are different because I never see lifeguards or anybody at hotel pools.
Checking.
Yeah, yeah. But, community pools, you know, somebody's checking every single hour.
Yeah. All right, speaking of pools, I'll do one more item from the junk drawer. Okay, so there's a new style of swimwear for men on the horizon. It's called the Swimmerall. And it's basically a pair of overall shorts made out of swimming fabric. And I'll show you guys a picture of this.
I saw this.
The Swimmerall.
Oh my God, that looks really dumb.
It does look dumb.
It looks very dumb.
It's got shoulder straps on it. So it looks like basically overalls, but with short pants.
And, I got to tell you, Preston, this gentleman in this picture here looks like a twink.
To me, this robs the. I'll wear the things that are becoming very popular are the UV swim shirts, and I
wear them all the time.
I wear them all the time. I see kids wearing
them.
A UV swim shirt. It's a very light shirt, but it blocks the sun.
Right.
You know, so because you're out in the water, it's a big magnifying glass. Yeah. This, your shoulders are still completely exposed. You know, your back.
I don't think that's what they're doing it for.
No, this is sun coverage. Stupid fashion.
It's a goofy thing. It's basically a pair of overall shorts made out of swimsuit fabric. The design comes from the company called Chubbies.
I was just going to say, are you guys familiar with Chubbies? So this is what they do. They'll do things like this and kind of make it trendy. Everyone out there is not going to buy this. All the guys aren't going to buy this. You're not going to see everybody on the beach.
It'll be a joke thing that.
That's what if you see
basic
some of the
bros will do.
You see like you're talking like Jason Statham or.
But like, you know, you'll see like a few of them out there. It's not going to be like this big trend that everybody's going to start buying these swimmeralls and, you know, running down the beach on them.
It's more kitschy stuff.
This company Chubbies, actually, they put out some great promotional videos for their items. Nick, the one that I showed you the other day of the guy running in the shorts, that was Chubbies.
Oh, all right.
It's actually a two piece. There's a top and
shorts, and it comes with the option of snapping them together if you want to. And it only comes right now in bright, bold, 90s-inspired colors and patterns. So this is kind of a new thingy thing.
Like, you know, if there's some sort of like, dress up event down the shore or something like that, you know, where people have to wear costumes or whatever, that's where you'll see stuff
okay.
like that.
That's where okay. Chubbies will show up.
Yeah. Doesn't Jackie have the old like 1910
swimsuit?
Yeah. Which is, you know, striped and it's basically pajamas that are tight.
The worst, the women of the time had,
skirts.
Yes, and folds and skirts and a parasol and the whole thing. It was like, dear God.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about the women's swimsuit trend? The back of it is basically like you can't find anything that's not pretty much a thong now at this point.
Kathy,
really? The butts of these bathing suits are so small. It's impossible. I can't wear them.
Calendar girl Cassie on her Instagram posted, I guess she was doing some modeling of some bathing suits. The lower part of it was basically an eye patch over the Action Park and strings. It's the amount of stuff. Now, will you see, like, if you go down to the shore, you would never see anything like that on the Jersey Shore, right?
No, you don't. Listen, every now and again, you'll see somebody wearing something
like a micro bikini. That's what they call them, right?
But it has to be, and then some.
Yeah, no, you're not going to see that. But this, what I'm talking about is, I mean, it's in all of the stores. Like, if you go to Target, this is what Target is also carrying. It's just the trend. It's a very small butt to a bathing suit.
Okay, all right. Well, anyhow, the swimmer roll is the latest from Chubby, so just thought I'd pass that along. That's all I have for the junk drawer. But speaking of swimwear, the lovely Rachel she's wearing a bikini right now. Oh, we have a microphone.
Yes.
Over there. So Rachel is working on the Millennium Falcon Lego set. How's it going so far, Rachel? It's on.
We're good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Look, I have like the whole platform, though.
She's made the base so far.
I opened up package number 2.
Okay.
Out of 10.
10 altogether.
10 altogether.
I haven't built these in a while, so Rachel, you move from phase to phase, and all the parts are in separate bags, correct?
Yes.
Numbered bags.
Yeah, they've made it really, really easy. We're page 31 out of 200 on the instructions.
That's not
bad. I
wouldn't
hold that up, though, man.
Why? God.
Because every now and again, they fall apart if you don't handle it properly.
Well, and you'll get to a complicated section.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the thing,
absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to say text fail, but if you guys really think I can do this.
All right. Here's what we're doing. We're going to give away one of these Millennium Falcons. We have one in the box that is not opened up. And what you need to do is follow along. You can watch Rachel on her hottie cam right now. She's building this model. She's sitting on the floor here in the studio. And if you think she can do it, you tell us what time by texting solo. You have to text the word solo, followed by the time to 39333 of day that she will finish. Or if you don't think so, you text the word solo, followed by the word fail. And by the way, 53% of our voters think that Rachel will not finish the Lego set before the end of the show.
That's actually better than I thought, because these things are fairly intricate. You know, she's making some good headway.
Yeah.
You know, of course, if you're feeling lucky, go for it. Go for it within the show.
And also, Rachel has a hot look. She's wearing socks along. She's wearing like calf high socks with her bikini, which I think is really cool. And that was lovely.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'd watch the webcam if I were you.
Tune in now.
Yes,
right now.
Tune in now.
Right now. Right now.
We are going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment, and we will get to the bizarre file. Make sure you stay with us. We'll be right. Speaking of that beaver shot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll be right back.
This Memorial Day weekend, get in on our 50-50. One where you're guaranteed to come out a winner. As part of MMR's ongoing birthday party, we present 50 of the absolute best albums from our 50 years of rocking Philly. It's MMR's 50-50. Beginning Friday at 3 p.m. with Jackson. All this weekend, we're highlighting some of these amazing records in a big, fat block of songs every hour, straight through your Memorial Day backyard barbecues.
Sponsored by Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Now that's a better way to buy a Hyundai.
And by 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks Memorial Day weekend.
By the way, Sterling Pig Brewery is here.
Yes.
And they brought in some food, and I'm sitting here watching Casey eat their pickle brine fried chicken, and I can't help but think of, baby.
Oh, man.
Casey's in there talking to his chicken while he's eating it because it's so...
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's spicy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Got a little kick to it.
They also brought in barbecue ribs, mac and cheese, brisket, baked beans.
You're going to want to get out there as quickly as you can, Preston.
And they have beer. I know. I'm going to dive into those brisket baked beans. Sterling Pigs Snuffler IPA, by the way, is now in cans. It's an easy drinking IPA with notes of citrus and tropical fruit. Can be found at a bar or distributor near you. And it's the perfect summer IPA. And they came with gifts. I have a $25 gift card. Actually, I'll give away three of them right now to the first three callers at 215-263-WMMR. And Sterling Pig Brewery is on State Street in Media.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you can go to sterlingpig.com to get all the details you need. We have a caller on the line. Ooh. And I'm happy to say that we are going to welcome our coolest teacher.
Yeah.
From Garnet Valley High School this morning. And I'm sure that I've been destroying his name through the course of the morning, but I'll do my best. Please give some love to Mr. Paul Kazanjian.
Yeah.
This morning. Paul, did I get it in the ballpark at all?
You know what? Third time's a charm. That was spot on right
I got
there.
It.
There you go. You nailed it.
Nice.
Count it out. It's like phonetically Kazanjian. There you go.
Nice. What's the derivation of that name? That
is Armenian.
Armenian. Okay. Yes. Cool. Just like the
Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
No.
No. Please, God, no. All right, listen. So let's see if we have our other information correct about you. You're a science teacher?
That's correct, yes.
All right, and what grade are you teaching at Garnet Valley?
Mostly juniors and seniors.
Okay, so are you doing chem or what brand of science?
So I would do environmental science, which is kind of like a collection of all the sciences put together in one big happy class.
I always liked environmental science.
There you go. Good.
Science is always a lot of fun.
It is.
Do you have a hard time selling students on it? Because you have the cool stuff, you have experiments, it's always a little bit more engaged.
Well, I compete with the physics guys, so if you don't want to take physics, then you can take my class.
There you go.
How many people sign up for my class because they like it, and like nobody raises their hand? And I say, how many people sign up because they don't like physics, and everybody raises their hand?
Yeah, you know what? Physics seems intriguing to me.
Yes.
Damn it, it's hard.
It's a lot of math.
Yeah,
but everybody should take physics.
Yeah.
Everybody should take physics.
Or, as my dad used to say, not.
All right, so you're from the area. You went to Newman. You got your master's at St. Joe's, correct?
Correct, yes.
Did you go to high school in this area as well?
I was a graduate of Cardinal O'Hara.
Ah! Somebody's smiling through some pickle food.
Yeah. What parish are you from?
Mary Mags and Media.
Okay, that sounds good. That's where my kids, my nephews and even go. Something like that.
Yeah. Actually, I think in a former life, I scared a bunch of you guys because I used to work at Bates Motel in the haunted house.
No. Really? Wow.
Are you tall and ominous or imposing or what?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm tall, but I'm not ominous.
Okay.
It was actually kind of funny that I ended up there.
All right. And did you have to give that up? You can't do that anymore?
No, can't do that anymore. Got kids.
Okay.
Married. School. All good. That was a former life.
Now you scare your kids at home for free.
Can I ask you?
Doing it here. Thinking about doing that in the school.
I want to ask you a question as a graduate of Cardinal O'Hara High School.
Yeah.
Did you have, because the coolest teacher from that school was a science teacher, Mr. Imbergia. Did you ever have him?
No.
Okay.
No, that does not ring a bell.
All right.
Now, Casey, who was it you were pulling for to win at Garnet Valley?
Dan McManus. He's a friend of mine. He's also a graduate of Cardinal O'Hara High School.
Well, Mr. Mack actually represents the science department as well, so he's a equally cooler, probably infinitely cooler teacher.
Well, not cool enough to win this.
Uh-uh. No. Yeah, in fact, yeah. I thought he was a history teacher because he dresses like a history teacher.
I'll be sure to tell him that one.
Nice. All right. Well, listen, Paul, as a thank you for what you do, and on behalf of all teachers, to be honest, but in order to make this contest work, we got to single some people out. But the students want to give to you with an award, and we have the coveted Preston and Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug that we're going to give you. And we're also going to give you a $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card, and we're going to give you some free turkey bacon. I know you really want that.
Oh, yeah.
And $50 cash from Godshall's. So congratulations to you, man.
Well, thank you very much. This is a very, very nice treat, and I appreciate that.
You bet.
Our pleasure.
Have a great summer, Paul.
You do the same.
All right, we'll see you, man. Hang on.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that is Paul Kazanjian, who is from Garnet Valley High School. And now the next up, the school that's up for grabs is LaSalle College High School in Windmore.
So if you are a student there and you want to single somebody out because they've been so great, it's easy to do. Text the word teacher followed by the teacher's name to 39333. We'll give you to about 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. May I do, I know we're, it's already 10
after 8,
but I want to do a butt plug here real quick.
Oh, yeah.
This is Casey, you got me this information, and this is, who is the...
Liz. Person.
It's Liz. Okay.
Liz, yeah. She's a young girl with epilepsy.
Okay, yeah. She has what's called drug-resistant epilepsy, and they have an event that's going on, and it's going to be on June 2nd, and it sounds great because it's a skating event. It's a skate SK847 Skating and Fun Center, and that's in Franklinville, New Jersey, and it's June 2nd. And it starts at 10 p.m., so it's a nighttime thing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
That actually sounds pretty cool, yeah.
They're trying to raise funds because the medications aren't covered through insurance for this girl, at least large out-of-pocket expenses for patients in need. By the way, it affects 25% of epileptic patients.
Who aren't able to be treated by the common medication?
I guess that's the case.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so we will post that information on PrestonandSteve.com.
It's on the community page now.
All right, we have it on the community page.
Sir.
So if you'd like to help out and you're near the Franklinville area, it sounds like a really good time. So you can get on board and do that. And then let me do a shout out to a gal I know. I got this email from Nancy Daneker, who says, "Hey, Preston, I know this is a little late request, but I was wondering if you could give a birthday shout out to Sue at Letty's Pub. Her birthday is on Saturday, so hopefully you can get it in this week. Thank you from her friends at Sonny's Italian Deli." I know Sue very well. She works at Letter Rock Golf Course.
Oh, okay.
And Letty's Pub is the bar there, so I see that. So I play golf there all the time, so I know Sue. She's awesome. Love her to death. So happy birthday, Sue, this weekend. Yes, Casey.
Let me jump in with a shout-out, because this one's a not happy one. So I just wanted to do a post-mortem shout-out for a former fan of the show. His name was Chris Shipton. He passed away back in late April, but he was a big, big fan of his of the show, and his friend Vince wanted us to give him a shout out.
All right, a farewell shout out.
Farewell shout out.
Okay, got it. All right, and then we'll end on a nicer or more of an upbeat and
an upbeat chart or just a non chart.
No,
a queef.
No, not a, well. We could do a queef. Right. I guess.
Ooh.
A queef out.
Okay.
It's like the Great American Queef Out.
Let me see here. Oh, it says, "Hey, my friend Jen Yackel is a longtime listener, Christmas Miracle winner, has donated many pints of blood at the blood drive for over the years, and is a Zeta Eta Pi sister.
Ah.
It's her dirty 30 this year, and what better way to celebrate than a nice, juicy shout-out? Thanks in advance," and that is from Alex Pelkey. So this is for Jen Yackel. There you go. Happy 30th to you.
A little icing on that.
Yep. All right. We should do the bizarre file.
Yes.
And let's do it now.
Here we go. Now, WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
All right. The B file this morning brought to you by friends at French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. With everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond, all the big name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional information. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else? A man is facing assault charges after an argument turned physical over a beer koozie.
A beer koozie.
Mm-hmm. This is in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Robert Hannock Jr., 23 years old, had been charged with aggravated assault and recklessly endangering another person stemming from an incident at a bar. The victim's father went to police and told police his son was assaulted at Trophy's Bar and Grill. According to police, the father was told the victim has to file a complaint himself. So the father said his son was in ICU as a result of the attack.
Jesus.
And he would contact police upon his release. So the victim contacted them and gave them a written statement about a week later about the assault. According to the victim, he said that he and Hannock were in a verbal argument over a beer koozie.
Over who owned it?
I don't know.
Or just the efficiency of it.
And then
it don't keep your drink colder.
It may have been that.
It
stupid.
Don't. It's that's a lie.
And then
some people swear by the name, Steve. Yeah. I swear to God.
It don't do it. I tell you.
And he was shoved. He shoved him head first into the concrete garbage can.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to murder you.
Knocking him unconscious. A concrete garbage can?
Yeah.
Police said
it's a bitch to pick up.
Police said that the victim returned home afterwards and went to the hospital in the morning. He suffered a partially fractured skull, concussion and a brain bleed.
Your brain is
shut up.
Totally screwed up.
Your brain is bleeding.
Because I smashed a concrete garbage can over you.
A witness,
and I would have slammed your head over the titanium toilet, too.
A witness corroborated the victim's story, and now Hanick is in the county prison on a $25,000 bail.
You got it. You almost want to ask the mother sitting there in the cell.
Yeah.
Was it all worth it?
Exactly.
What's your point about the beer koozie? Was it worth this?
He's got to think about it now. The terrible news traveled 10,000 miles to reach Stephen Garcia. The 24-year-old U.S. Army sergeant was on overseas deployment in Seoul. As the days crept on in January, another role was coming in fast, and that was he was going to be a dad. Now, Garcia waited for his wife, Marina, to deliver their child back in Arizona, but when the report came from home, it was bad. Garcia's sister called to say the baby, a girl, had died in childbirth. He said, when my sister called, we cried quite a bit together over the phone. It was devastating. Now, the shock and grief were quickly sidelined by more complex feelings. The next month, when the soldier learned the truth, not only was the baby alive and a boy, but the focal point of a bizarre criminal investigation. The child was also not his.
Oh, man.
He said, I was under the assumption the entire time that she was pregnant and that I was the father. When I found out I wasn't, I was pretty upset. I was kind of in denial. I couldn't believe what was going on. This is his wife, by the way. All right, so according to authorities, Marina Garcia lied about the baby's death to her husband's family to cover up infidelity. To hide the evidence, she allegedly concocted a plan to hand the newborn over to a couple in Texas, allegedly forging the necessary paperwork to keep the adoption below the legal radar.
So for her, having the family and her husband believe that they lost a baby, that the baby died, was better than just fessing up.
And giving the baby away.
And giving the baby away.
Yeah.
To cover over her
infidelity.
Misdeeds.
Yeah. The deception began unraveling on Interstate 10 in Arizona. An officer clocked a Tansport utility vehicle shooting eastbound 90 miles an hour. After pulling the car over, the officer found three people inside: Alex Hernandez, his wife Leslie, and a newborn baby. The officer became suspicious. Upon questioning, the couple admitted the three-day-old baby was not their biological child. The couple told police that they had been given the baby by Marina Garcia and that they had, quote, conspired with the birth mother to forge the signature as the father to take possession of the infant child.
So these strangers are driving along at 90 miles an hour with the baby in the car.
A three-day-old. When investigators searched through the couple's cell phones, they saw Leslie Hernandez had set up the handoff with Garcia through text and Facebook Messenger. The same day, police traveled to interview Marina, living with a boyfriend, an Army specialist. She admitted to conspiring with the Texas couple. Marina told investigators she planned to travel to Texas to sign away her parental rights once she had recovered from the birth. She also said that he had given birth to the child at 37 weeks, that she had given birth at 37 weeks, but actually didn't know who the father was. It wasn't, she contended,
her
husband.
Who could it be? I'll get back to you on this one because I've been humping so many people.
So back in South Korea, Garcia was contacted by investigators who told him his child was actually still alive and a boy. The surgeon took an emergency leave to visit the child, who was taken into state custody. The baby, named Leo, is now with foster parents. Paternity tests determined that Garcia was not the father. So he thinks, all right, the baby's alive.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to go. And he still thinks he's the dad. And then they had to do paternity tests, and they find out he's not.
What's he going to do? Is he going to?
He's filed for divorce from his wife.
Why? What'd she do?
And although money does not seem to have been exchanged for the child, Marina and the Hernandezes all face criminal charges for their role in the scheme.
So in the military, this is called being Jodied. And it's your
really?
Yeah, your your sweetheart gets stolen by somebody who's back at home. And it happens fairly frequently.
Wow.
Jodied. I can't think of anything. You know, I mean, you're over there. You're already in a desperate situation. Your lifeline back home, your wife, or it could be a husband, too. Maybe he gets pregnant.
Yep. All right. Here's a fun story. Adults know that being pulled over can be a bit of a bummer, but apparently one unlucky driver's daughter did not sympathize with her predicament. The Fulshear Police Department in Texas say the students at Huggins Elementary School wrote letters to them for Police Week. And one note from a young girl stood out among the rest. The department shared a photo of that letter on Twitter. And in it, the girl writes in part, "Thank you for pulling my mom over because she deserved it. Because she took my phone away and I did not like it.
Oh, my God."
And how she always brags about how good of a driver she is. And it just annoys me.
thanking them for arresting her mom.
The department captioned the tweet with, "Love the sometimes brutal honesty of elementary students." I love that one. And then one last story. Breakfast became the most exciting meal of the day for one man in Sheffield, Yorkshire, England on Saturday morning. Animal collection officers responded after a man reported a 3-foot snake emerge from his box of cereal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Before slithering into his dishwasher to hide.
Man. The toys they're including these days.
I know. Much more exciting.
Yeah.
The corn snake
was, I got a Transformer once.
Was safely removed from the man's home and taken to a specialist center. The serpent is suspected to be a runaway pet, and officials are trying to locate its owner, by the way. But it ended up in his box of cereal. And that is what I have for you this morning in the Bizarre File. All right, I'd like to give away some movie screening passes to this flick that we have, Action Point. It is next Thursday at the UA King of Prussia at 7 p.m. You need to be there by 6:30. It doesn't hit theaters until June 1st. And tomorrow, when we are at Keenan's in North Wildwood, somebody is going to win a trip for two to the premiere of that movie, Action Point, in Hollywood, California, that same day, next Thursday. And that includes airfare, two nights at the at a Santa Monica area hotel, admission to the premiere, $175 Visa gift card, and that'll be for meals and sightseeing, and also a two-hour beach bar cycle tour for two and more. You have to be at least 21 or older to win that prize, and that will be at Keenan's.
And we keep saying it because it's the truth. What happens is that the movie company pulls out all the stops. They want to rock your world with this whole presentation, and so you're going to get top class, top-level treatment.
Five callers will put you in the movie screening. 215-263-WMMR. We'll take a break. We're going to check the progress of Rachel on the Millennium Falcon Lego set that she's putting together. A couple of guests on the program as well. We will be back in just a moment.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
You know, Rachel came from our first two calendars.
Yes.
One we did at Y100 and then the very first one we did at MMR. And by the way, she was telling me she's soon to be turning 35. Looks incredible.
Yes.
She's just genetically gifted. She doesn't work out or anything like that and is just in phenomenal
shape.
It's
going to infuriate people. But maybe, Preston, that's the key to looking young. Getting calendars.
Getting calendars. Yeah, yeah. You okay. Never, yeah. Listen, and we are on the hunt for our next Philly's Hottest, and I've got some updated information on this. And
oh.
You get sometimes people in our Philly's Hottest contest end up in the calendar like Rachel do. But we're looking for Philly's Hottest Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots, which can be, you know, short shorts and boots, basically, is what
yes.
It means. All right, so.
I don't care if you're wearing Napoleon Dynamite boots.
Yes.
Yeah, anything.
Just right. Send us pics.
Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots, and we've added some stuff onto this. So we have $1,000 cash from Cowtown Road Cowboy Outfitters and Cowtown Rodeo. We have over $1,000 in jewelry and gift cards from Stephen Singer Jewelers and
nice.
A professional photo shoot from Allison Dunlap Photography. Go to WMMR.com. The deadline has been extended. The entries are starting to come in. They were really late coming in.
Yes.
So we had to extend the deadline, but there's some coming in June 3rd. Will be the deadline on that. Now,
there's more?
Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to read this. It says here.
It's in Hebrew.
Aspiring Philly's Hottest contestants are invited to use the Cowtown Rodeo and Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters locations to take your photos in boots or dukes if you want to.
Yeah, so if they need somewhere to go or if they want to get, you know, they want to do these photos, they want to enter, they can go there.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can they borrow boots while they're there?
Yeah, they yeah.
Try them on.
That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you can go to either the outfitter store or if you're going to the first rodeo of the season this Saturday night, they have a store inside the rodeo that potential contestants can use to take your pictures. So you can go there and you can put on the boots. If you don't have boots, boom, done deal.
Jeez, then I'm going to enter then.
Yeah, you should. They don't have a photographer or anything like that. So
no.
You'll have to go with a friend or whatever. But yeah, bring your phone or your camera and take pictures there.
Yep. So the address is 780 Harding Highway. It's Route 40 in Woodstown, New Jersey. And check out the info at cowtowncowboy.com or cowtownrodeo.com. And if you know somebody who should be in this contest, tell them about it, man. Tell them about it and get on it. I have some giveaways with Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters in a little while that I will do.
Did you say that the rodeo is this Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
First one of the season.
I believe it might be.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
very cool. All right. Yep.
I got this email, and it says, "Hey, guys, good morning. We're starting a bachelorette party at the Preston and Steve Show Memorial Day weekend at Kenan's.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and we were wishing for a shout-out or any specials that are available. We are a party of at least 15, and our bride is Allison Hauk, or Hook, H-O-U-C-K. She's getting married June 22nd, and that is from Kathleen Slater. So they're going to start... Oh, my God, they're going to be a mess.
Well, here's the thing.
They're going to be a mess.
Normally you'd say, wow, that's going to get out of hand.
Uh-huh.
There is no level of getting out of hand at Kenan's.
I think one of these girls in the bachelorette party should compete to win our trip to Action Point.
We have some contests. Yes, I think you're right, Casey. That's a formidable one, though.
Yeah.
What we do have, the one that I love is, Preston, you announced it yesterday, Popping and Docking.
Popping and Docking is a contest we'll be doing while they're there.
Yes.
You know, I thought this might be a good moment to reminisce about our days and years at Kenan's Irish Pub, because we've been there. This will be our 13th or 14th year
broadcasting
live. Yeah.
I mean, well, when did we start here? 2005.
Let's not do that. Okay.
But anyway. So 22 years.
It's, yeah. Anyhow, so we've been doing it for
41 years.
A stretch. And you guys have any moments? And feel free to call in if you'd like to, 215-263-WMMR. Are there any moments that stand out over the years of things that have taken place?
Yes. We've had there are all sorts that come to mind. One that we always default to, but I can't deny that it was, I think, the singular loudest moment at the Kenan's was when the New Kids came out.
Yeah.
And the... Because we'd been telling people, and I think people don't really realize that they thought they were going to an outdoor function for a radio station, and they were going to blah, 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 blah. These guys who had performed around the world at concert venues and stadiums walked in. We have broadcast quality headphones nailed to our skulls, and you couldn't hear anything. Talking on microphones, and they were just blown away.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One of your favorite moments... Immediately followed, Preston.
Yeah, so we did a lip sync. It was a New Kids on the Block lip sync competition. And a few people got up and they did their performances. But the last guy that went got up and he did an unbelievable rendition of, was it Step by Step?
Yeah.
And I
think so. Don't quote me.
It might have been. But anyhow, he did the best. He did the choreographed dance moves. Yeah. He had all the lyrics and he just nailed it. And he got done, and he grabbed the mic, and he goes, and it was right after Ronnie James Dio had died, and he goes, this was for the late, great Ronnie James Dio, and we died laughing. It was so damn funny. He was fantastic, and Jordan and Danny from New Kids were just like, that guy's awesome.
Yeah.
So he ended up winning the prize. That was a lot of fun. One of my favorites, so it used to be... It actually used to take place outside.
It was outside.
Those first few years, that area where we'd still broadcast from was an open-air part of the bar. It didn't have a roof over it.
Just a slight awning.
And so we had a stage and this whole deal, and we did this contest one time called 7 Seconds in Kevin.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
7 Seconds in Kevin.
Kevin was hilarious, man. He had come out to events that we've done before, and he used to do this bit with, Chef from South Park, suck on my chocolate salty balls. And Kevin's, you know, African-American, very big guy. And he would get up on stage and do this dance routine. So we decided to do a contest where I think your punishment was if you lost, you had to spend, quote, 7 seconds in Kevin. And you had to lay down, and Kevin basically sat on your face. And he had a very large ass.
Yes.
Oh, I love
and I think he was wearing like a thong or something.
A thong.
Like
that. Yeah. You were basically being teabagged, basically.
Yeah.
That was one. There are a number of times where I thought, okay, this is where we get fired and the station loses his license.
Yeah.
We put some precautions in place because no one wants to die. But we had some. We put things in people's pants. You know, we've done things that I thought...
Crabs. A live eel.
Lobsters, a live eel. We put in their underwear.
Oh! Yeah. Casey, I don't want to steal yours, so what's yours?
Well, I was just going to say, I love Scott and Sean Kenan. They're great. And you know what? Those guys love to have a good time. But every year, I get the message or the call saying, yo, what are you guys doing this year because of what we've done to them in the past? We filled a dunk tank full... of horse manure water.
Yeah.
And
didn't really plan on how we were going to get the water out of there.
No, right. We did not.
And the only reason we did that is because we couldn't find enough piranha to put into the...
We wanted
to do a piranha dunk tank,
yep.
Which I still want to do.
Oh, by the way, manure, health code violation in the food services industry.
You remember who was in?
We didn't know.
That.
Yeah. I didn't know. We don't run restaurants.
Oh, no, that
stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do you guys remember who was in the dunk tank?
It was Todd Brad, wasn't it?
No.
Who was it?
Boring Tom. Do you remember Boring Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, one of our, yes.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
The same year that the New Kids came out was also the year that the Flyers were in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh,
and
man.
So this time of year, the finals are starting up. And I remember that Memorial Day weekend and that broadcast in particular being a sea of orange at mm-hmm. Kenan's. And there was like a huge banner. And so that was a great day because of the New Kids, but also because of the vibe for the Flyers being in the finals.
We had a big balloon drop that
we
day,
did.
Too.
Yes,
we had of orange and black balloons,
yeah,
which was cool.
You know, it's the thing, though, that, and it's progressed over the years, is that okay. The actual town of Wildwood is not exactly enamored of this event.
Right.
So there have been all sorts of code issues. Nobody comes out. They don't want to endorse it in any way. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, earlier on we were doing things like did we do a crack shot there or did we do the potato?
I mean,
there
we did
something that had
again,
a gun.
We found out we're not allowed to have guns.
Even BB guns or water guns, New Jersey's very, very
tight on the
gun laws.
We did a crack shot with Todd Harriman's of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Right. Another one of my favorite moments, and this wasn't really an outrageous contest moment, but I loved it because the look on his face was hilarious. Brent Celek came out.
Oh, my God.
And he was opening up his sausage
Prime Stash.
Company, Prime Stash.
Yep.
And this was their first event they were doing. So they were in the room adjacent to our broadcast area, which is the big room. And we're sitting there, and he comes in, and he's talking to him. And it's just an ocean of people there. And he's going to be feeding all these people. And Steve, we're talking about the product and so forth. And Steve's like, all right, ready to go. And Brent looked like you just kicked him in the balls. He's like, not yet. Hold on a minute, because he didn't want this onslaught of people trying to get to the sausage. And he was just such a nice guy, and it was funny to watch him react like that.
They were prepared for something wholly other.
Oh, yeah.
They had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we bring down a lot of supplies, and Steve, you mentioned like the eel and whatever. We used to play Guess What's in My Pants.
Right.
And so I have a memory of just driving down, and I was driving my Mini Cooper, my smaller one, and in the front seat there was like a cooler filled with live crickets.
Oh,
and so I you were like, well, we can put people's, you know, crickets in people's pants. We ended up not even using the live crickets.
Oh, okay.
So I transported all of them down, and then when we got up, when we wrapped up, we're like, so what do we do with the crickets?
Yeah.
Just kind of let them go.
Yeah, sure, because they're not annoying.
Another item that we never used was we had a huge bucket of chum.
Yes.
What were we supposed to use the chum for? Because that,
I don't know.
That almost made me throw up.
I don't remember.
Well, I'll tell you what, with all these things like the chum and all these various things, as the place has gotten perpetually more and more packed, we've had to really seriously consider splatter zones.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, oh, what was the one? It was... Preston, where the stuff sprayed all over us. We had tarps all over the equipment. Oh. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was, do you remember what it was?
I was thinking of the Sir Stroming, but
yeah,
no,
that was here. That was here in the studio. Hang on. I want to go to this call. It says on the name here, it says Harry Balsack. Hi.
Hey,
who is it?
You know her.
Kim.
Kim!
She is our
singer on the Harry Balsack jingle.
She's great.
That we put together. Yes. And of
and
course.
That's also my nickname now. Just Harry Balsack.
Harry Balsack.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'll own it. I was calling in because I don't know if you guys remember this. I think I mentioned it to you, but this is long before you knew me. One of our first interactions was I did the twerking contest at Kenan's. And I had a broken foot. I was in a boot. I had broken my foot the day before and driven down the Wildwood anyway.
I remember you were really good at twerking. I remember you were...
Oh, my God. Thank you. Well,
everything was moving in a very kinetic fashion. It was very impressive.
Thank you. Well, I had been practicing, but before I got up there, I'd had a few Chardonnays, as you may imagine. And I was standing there talking to Jackie, and I said, how am I going to beat these girls? And he said, take your top off. So that is why I then took my top off to reveal a bikini underneath. So
you
have some class. But still, that was my first interaction with you guys.
Nice.
I did not win, as you may imagine, but my future husband heard it on the radio, and when I told him a year later, that was, you know, true love.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yep.
Oh, that's hilarious.
There you go.
I love it. And your husband, by the way, is the deep voice guy going, Harry Balzac. Harry, in fact, here, I think we have it. Hang on.
Here you go.
In case you want to hear it, this is Kim's husband.
Harry Balzac. Harry Balzac.
Harry Balzac. Harry Balzac.
And that's Kim jumping into that part.
Harry Balzac.
All right. Excellent. Well, that's a lovely story, Kim. We appreciate that and love that you were a part of that.
True love happens to Keenan.
Yes, it does.
It finds her. It's like nature finds a way.
It does. And I think we're watching a video of you right now. From that performance.
That was there.
Wow. Awesome. All right, Kim, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye bye. See ya.
So we have shaved a woman's head who is supposed to be in a wedding, I think.
She was in the wedding a few months later.
She got a monk haircut, if you remember. Know what that is.
That was probably my favorite. That had to be.
Well,
Wheel of Haircuts.
Yeah. But that was neck and neck with the tattoos.
Wheel of Tattoos.
No, not for me. Wheel of Tattoos. That girl, specifically that girl, that she came up and got that damn haircut.
Which, by the way, Wheel of Tattoos was, we weren't supposed to do that.
No, we were. It was not. Apparently it was completely illegal. mind you, again, we're not in the, we don't want to lose anyone's restaurant license.
No.
We don't want to lose the radio station's license. So we have some good stuff planned. There's a particular contest this year that involves avatars from Man About Town that I think is going to be a crowd favorite.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and the name of it is wonderful.
Yeah, and just real quick on the tattoos, the full phallus on the dude's leg was remarkable.
And I felt bad for the guy, but then he came back for balls.
More. Yeah, he loves it.
He came back for more.
So you have to understand that whenever he wears shorts, out from below the shorts is the illustration of a huge phallus.
Uh-huh. So another memory just hit me, and it involves the night before Keenan's and then the morning of Keenan's.
Oh, yeah.
And it was our former intern and now great writer for Philly Voice, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really embarrassed at the time, but I think he's come to terms with it, so I think it's okay for us to talk about it now. But he hooked up with another intern on Thursday night, and they were almost having sex on the bar.
Yeah.
And apparently...
They were hammered.
Yeah.
He was dating a different intern who was back here at the station working. So he was waving Preston off not to talk about it because he didn't...
Well, what had happened is we started the show, and we're like, where's Dan? And can I say the other name?
If you want.
Where's Dan and Peyton? Where are they?
Yeah, she's engaged now, too. So.
All right, so it's all good.
We're good.
So anyhow, so we're like, well... They're not here. They just pulled a no-show. So we sent Nick Murphy and a camera crew back to the hotel to go and surprise them and bust them and get some funny video. And they brought them back, and sure enough, they looked like death warmed up.
I mean, they were still drunk.
Yeah, they were up all night, which it just happens. It turns to it when we go there. So they come in, and I'm about to out them on the air that they were busted together.
We've set it up.
They slept in. They were late.
Yeah.
And I have the mic, Dan standing in front of me, and I'm about to say what was going on, and he looks at me and gives me this wide-eyed look, kind of like doing the cutoff signal with his finger under his throat, going, no, waving me off, don't say it.
And you basically told him, screw you.
And I didn't realize, because the girl that he had been seeing was not only back here at the station, she was running the board.
And we didn't really know that they were dating.
I didn't know they were dating. And so I waved it off, and I didn't say exactly what had happened, but I said that he needed to be punished for being late. So I grabbed one of our Zeta Eta Pi paddles and paddled his bare ass in front of the audience.
And you kind of beat the F out of him.
Oh, my God.
Because, listen.
He had a huge bruise.
Kathy, skin was peeling off his ass.
Yeah.
Well, it was that bad.
Hey, we had set it up on the air.
Yeah.
But, by the way, Dan is a great writer and
he's
a great
awesome.
Guy, but.
Look who's on the phone line.
He just emailed me.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
We have not talked to him in years. Kevin from 7 Seconds in Kevin. Kevin!
Gadzooks!
Gadzooks! Dude, how the hell are you?
I am fan-freaking-tastic. How is the group?
Oh, man. We're doing great.
Are you coming out? Where are you? What's going on? Maybe we can do a last-minute edition.
I'm still residing down here in Millville. I'm not far from you guys.
All right.
Are you any chance you can come out to Keenan's tomorrow?
I may be able to swing that.
That's part of the way to the...
to the shore.
Honestly, yeah. We could slap in a quick, perhaps 7 seconds in Kevin, right?
What Keenan celebration isn't right without a good teabagging session?
Yeah, I agree.
Do you still have your? Are you still a portly gentleman?
A little bit. I have dropped a couple LBs, but nice. I'm still up there.
All right. And do you still have your lucky thong?
You know what? You can always get a pair of those.
Okay. He supplied that.
All right. If you come down,
if you can make it, you'll be our guest of honor. I'll
see what I can do.
And to be honest, I think we could even perhaps go prizeless. It would be such an honor for someone in the crowd to teabag.
Yeah.
God. Kathy's seen it firsthand.
Yeah, sure did.
Hey, what's new in your life? You got anything going on?
Life's good. No complaints. Okay. Everything's good. Still working hard, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Family.
You've always been a hardworking man, and we appreciate all the memories you've given us.
Yeah.
I'm one of the nine. I'm here to the end.
That's right. One of the original nine black listeners.
Well, I hope we see it because we miss you, man.
All right, I'll be in touch.
All right, take care, bud. See you.
All right, he's awesome.
It's become tradition that we do the national anthem at the beginning of every broadcast, and the very, very first one, I can't even remember the guy's real name. We just all call him Enrico Palazzo.
Matthew Cipollinski.
Okay.
Right. But from The Naked Gun, if you're not familiar with the reference, and then the entire crowd is always familiar with the reference. Enrico Palazzo.
Enrico Palazzo, because he messed up the lyrics.
Yeah. He forgot
the words of National Anthem. Dude, it happens to tons of people. And he's a great singer, but he carried on.
He's coming tomorrow.
And he does it every year, and he'll sing. But the first time, and everybody started chanting that, it was great.
And I think we're having costume enhancements for the baptism.
Oh, we haven't even mentioned baptism of beer.
All right.
So that will happen tomorrow. It's a tradition that we've outright stolen from Pierre Robert and asked for permission.
Yeah.
By the way, and he said, absolutely. He gave us his blessing. So we've done the baptism of beer a couple of years in a row, haven't we?
Yes, about 3 years.
No, last year was the first year,
No.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But anyhow, we're doing it again. So keep that in mind. At some point, if you're near the bar, you're going to get wet.
Yes. If you have some protection to bring with you, a couple of condoms, yeah bring them.
If you want to take a stroll down memory lane, go to WMMR.com, and there are some videos of some of our favorite contests that we've done. Most recently, we've done She's a Squirter. We've also done Suck Those Balls. And then last year, we did Money Shot.
So they're all based on ancient chamber games.
Was Money Shot the one where we had the buckets on their heads? And
yes.
I would tell them, I called them like, Bucket Dave was our contestant. Yeah. And when they would have to step further, I would say, come, Bucket Dave.
Yes.
Step forward. Come, Bucket Sam. Step forward. Yeah, that was a fun one.
All right. So sometimes the failures, and there are plenty of failures.
Oh my God,
are equally as wonderful.
Like the bong mask.
The bong mask did not work.
That didn't work.
We tried. Hey, we go for it.
I have a question, Casey. We have Billy Gardell coming up in about 6 minutes. Should we take a break and come back?
Well, he's not on a tour, so okay. We can do that. Yes.
Why don't we do that? Because we have another guest who's going to be joining us after him, who is Gillian Jacobs, and she's got a Netflix movie coming out, starts tomorrow, by the way. But let's give away some more love. We have a meet and eat today. And I have a chance to win a $25 gift card from our friends at Sterling Pig, who brought in some fantastic fried chicken.
The chicken is excellent. I see what you mean, though, Preston. There's a couple of different very cool tastes working, and it's delicious.
Pickle brined fried chicken. I will take callers 10, 11, and 12, and I will give you $25 gift cards, 215-263-WMMR. They're a full brew pub serving barbecue and gourmet pizzas. And Sterling Pig won a silver medal at the 2018 World Beer Cup. For their, how do you say it? Shout? Shout?
Shout.
S-H-O-A-T.
Like scrote.
Shout, like scrote. Yeah. Shout Pilsner in Nashville, and in the same, won second place for Best New Beer at the 2018 Philadelphia Inquirer Brewvitational for their Hoppin' Pils and a Hopback Keller Pilsner. So all that good stuff. And they're in Media PA. So we'll take those callers. We'll give away the prizes. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you ready for love? If so, Steven makes it easy, hand-picking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Steven Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStevenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Hey, if you want a chance to win a Lego Millennium Falcon, just text the word solo by the word fail, and you'll have a chance to win.
Oh, ye of little faith.
I have very little. I love Rachel to death. You guys know she's my favorite calendar girl, but she's working on the Millennium Falcon. There's no way.
She's almost there.
There's no way.
She's almost done. She's
going to finish by the end of the show.
She's there's almost.
14. It looks really good what you've done so far.
It is. I mean, I see completely. So the only thing missing is the satellite dish on top.
No, there's a lot more missing. There's 1,400 pieces, more than that, actually.
So maybe 30 left.
Maybe 30 left. So anyhow, we're going to give one of these away, and you can text the word solo. If you think she'll finish before the end of the show, text the time right after you text the word solo. but if you think she isn't, text the word solo and fail to 39333.
A spoiler-free note on the movie, you learn a lot about the Millennium Falcon in this movie, which is really cool. You learn some of the history.
But we do know that Lando was the original owner of it, yes?
Yeah, and Donald Glover as Lando is phenomenal. He's really, really great, and if you like Billy Dee, you'll like Donald Glover.
By the way, how much do you think, how much you want to bet that video of this going on here ends up on Pornhub as your
Rachel,
other work?
Rachel building the Millennium Falcon? It very well may. But she's on her hottie cam right now if you would like to take a look at her working on it. By the way, here's another shout out. Says, I'd like to give one for my new husband, Gustavo, and to all our friends and family who traveled to South Florida to participate in our wedding May 18th, especially my sister and maid of honor, Sarah, and my cousin, Kaylin. They're both listeners and live in the Philly area. My husband's originally from Queens, New York. Listen only to hip-hop music. However, since we started dating in 2012, he's become a Preston and Steve listener.
Wow! Hey.
And we even attended the Camp Out for Hunger together. Please, if you do this shard on air, can it be placed in the podcast file for that day as we don't always get to listen live? He's excited to hear the shard out. We love you guys, and you rock Mr. and Mrs. Vasquez. So here you go. Thank you, guys, and always love hearing about people who come around to the show.
And, of course, it'll end up in the podcast.
Yeah, I got this very random email from some guy. Don't know why he sent it to me, but the subject was swamp ass.
All right.
Okay.
And it says, I listen to the show as often as, and I've never heard of this before, so you guys tell me if you've heard of this.
Dear Preston, I have some ideas about how you might be able to take care of swamp ass. Yours forever, Regis Philbin.
Well, this is out of nowhere. I don't know why, but he says, I listen to the show as often as I can, and the subject of swamp ass has come up, and I have a helpful hint. I've never heard this before. He said, I run heavy equipment for a living.
Okay, so that if you're probably sweating a lot, swamp ass, says, a major issue.
Most of it does not have AC, and now it's swamp ass season. So... My secret is...
Duck season.
My secret is to use hair conditioner. Whatever the old lady has. He says, when you're in the shower, use it on and in the butt crack and on your sack.
Ed, your ass hair looks gorgeous.
Listen to this. He says, not only is it more comfortable to sit, but your hair is soft and no chafing or sweating. Hope I helped try. He said, I hope I helped try it. You will never go back.
What does he have, a chinchilla on his ass?
He actually uses hair conditioner in his butt.
All right. I mean, I have a fairly bald ass, but I'm willing to try this.
I'll try it.
Are you susceptible?
Yeah.
So I always wonder, you'll see the guys in this heavy machinery, and you'll see them sitting in the little cockpit of whatever they're using, and you want they'll maybe sometimes have a little crappy fan pointed on them or something.
Yeah.
But they don't. AC is not a big consideration in those things. I don't know. When you have it, though, it is wildly unpleasant.
Yeah, well, when I play golf, I have Gold Bond in my golf bag, you know, and every now and then
Gold Bond
is
very good.
I've seen you put it on.
Yeah.
Playing golf.
Gold Bond is very good. Though they found some issues now, obviously, with talcum powder.
That may cause cancer.
Yeah, right. Who wants ass cancer?
Matt O'Donnell got the biggest kick out of me putting Gold Bond on one time.
Yeah,
just lost it. It was like the funniest thing he had ever seen. I was like,
there he is, all 6 foot whatever, and matinee idol good looks. He doesn't care. But for the common people with sweaty bungholes,
So conditioner.
Well, I know somebody who uses conditioner to
pleasure himself
in the shower.
Ugh. Okay,
which I find to
be a waste.
Yeah.
Stuff is expensive.
Oh my God, dude! And my wife has
I love you
15 bottles of conditioner in the shower. There are times when I'm rifling through and I can't find shampoo, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, take a guess as to how much conditioner is in my shower. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing: you don't use as much conditioner as shampoo, and they sell them in the same size. So I was the same way, and then I one day just wiped them out. I was annoyed. It looked cluttered, so I threw it all out. And now
then your ass started sweating.
Now I buy the giant shampoo and a small conditioner, and they sort of
even out?
Go at the same time. Yeah, they even out.
Kathy, is there any, do you believe, do they do like peanut butter and jelly and in one jar deals? Do they have conditioner and...
Oh, yeah, they have that. But
are they effective?
No, I wouldn't use that. Right. I think that's more for guys.
Yeah, Pantene invented that years ago.
Yeah.
And I would be a
standard. And Nut Rise, Preston.
There would be a standard in college. But I told you guys this one time that I had a friend, a girlfriend, who thought that she was buying the Pantene 2-in-1. Yeah. Turns out she was just buying the conditioner.
Oh, my God.
So she used the conditioner for a month.
Oh, no.
And it was greasy and nasty. And everybody noticed it but didn't want to say anything to
she
her.
She didn't notice that there were no suds?
No, she... Well, kind of an idiot, I guess. I don't know. Right. But, like, she didn't notice that she wasn't actually cleaning her hair. Just that she was really conditioning it for an entire month.
Wow. Kath, when you put conditioner in your hair, and I do you are you supposed to rinse it all out? Or are you supposed to kind of, like, leave it in there?
Oh, no. I think you're... I mean, for me, for my type of hair, you rinse it out. I don't even condition my whole head. I just do the ends of my hair.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, Case. When you do rinse conditioner out, you still feel that, whatever that...
Soft glow?
That slickness is on your hair, so...
You shouldn't, though, feel it. I mean, a little bit, because then it'll start to build up.
That's how you know it's working.
Well, right? I know when I was a little pool rat that the girls on the swim team would put tons of conditioner in their hair and not... rinse it all out just to sort of help treat it because of the chlorine water.
Yeah, the chlorine water dries it out, so they needed to, like, moisturize it.
I haven't used conditioner in ages.
Yeah, guys don't really have to. Yeah.
Well, I used it.
I don't use shampoo. My shampoo is a thing called bar soap.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. When I dyed my hair blue, I had to use the conditioner because it felt really strong.
Yeah.
Without, so I really needed to condition it.
Speaking of hair, I don't think I told you guys about this, but so both of my sons have really long hair. So
yes.
They've got like almost mid-back length hair, longer hair than I ever had.
Is that making a comeback? Like rocker hair?
I'm not sure. It's just something that they've chosen that they like, and I'm cool with it. You know, I have no problem at all. But we've had some grade issues this year. And so with both of them. And so privileges have been taken away, things like computers and phones and even a car for my oldest. And on occasion it works, and it's gotten to the point where it hasn't. So we have done what I never thought I would do, and it's the threat of we're going to cut your hair off.
What? Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's come to that.
And like I didn't like buzz? Do
it. You got to hit him where it hurts?
Like a buzz cut?
Like just all the way down. Boom. Yeah. I mean, not you know. Maybe not
like
me,
but yeah, like me, like my length all the way down. But I'm like, I and that was my idea too. I told my wife, I'm like, we're gonna hit him where it hurts. you don't get it together, the hair is coming off.
When you were a
kid, I felt really bad having to issue that threat, but it's to the point where, like, dude, you're smart, you're just not doing the work, and it's gotta get done.
Yeah. Would that have worked on you?
And we're being lied to.
Oh, okay. Would that have worked on you?
I was a royal F up. You know what, though? It wasn't until senior year that I started getting longer hair. And it was a mullet because it was the style at the time.
Right, yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I didn't really start growing my hair long until senior year and then after, and then I let it go.
But here's the issue. And I think you have to kind of use a threat like that because they're smart kids. They're just... You say they're not applying themselves?
When they're not
just
doing the work.
Up. They're not doing the work. Or they're doing the work and not turning it in. What? What? You know what I mean? So it's stuff like that. It's frustrating things like
that. Well, if you do it on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My
awesome
son's,
would that be?
My son's class up on the chalkboard, they have, it's a football field.
Yeah.
And they have a football, and it goes up every 10 yards. Every Monday, so every Friday, they get their test folders, right? And you have to bring the test folders home, and the parents have to sign the test. And then all the students have to bring the test folders in on Monday.
Right.
And so the football goes up 10 yards if everybody in the class brings in a signed test folder on Monday. This started in September. Guess where the football is?
Where?
It's at the zero yard line.
Really?
They have not never had a Monday where every single student has brought in the test folders. Again, like, dude, just bring it in. Just hand
well,
it
you
in.
Know what you got to do is you have to full metal jacket them. You give them a bar of soap and a towel.
Yeah, yes, let them they're sleeping.
And the teacher just leaves the room.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the one guy who's not turning in his work.
Beat him.
Right?
You just beat him with the soap.
Or her. Sorry. Yeah, you have
Could
to.
Be. Yeah. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand why. But anyhow, I never thought that I would use the we're going to cut your hair off.
There you go, Press.
My wife even went a step further and says that
cut their heads off.
No, that all their clothes are going to be taken away, and they get two outfits that are identical, and that's all you get to wear, a uniform essentially.
Wow.
Hey, Albert Einstein did that.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah, his whole closet was just nothing but the same thing.
Did you really just say?
I
Albert
did. Come
Einstein?
On, just help me.
I
out.
Thought you were serious. I'm like.
Albert.
It was a sub joke within a.
It's also a movie quote. So
yeah. Is
it's
it?
Okay. Yeah, it's from Kingpin.
Oh, I know.
It's all right. We toss them around so light and loose, and you can't pick up on all of them.
Some hit and some miss by a large, large margin.
But whatever.
Yes.
We're Americans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let us not forget.
Yes.
So if you can't tell, Billy Gardell was supposed to call in by now, and we're just kind of killing time.
We're killing it.
It's okay. Not on a tour. So we haven't heard from Billy, which means that we have some time to talk about a few other things.
Let's talk about why Billy's not calling us.
I don't know why. But I tell you what, I know we did the connoisseur recently, but I do have some fresh stories, if you want those.
Really? You know what? Leave this decision up to Kathy, whether we go with the connoisseur or not.
I like connoisseur.
Huh. All right, music, please.
She has a level head.
Yep.
It's time for the connoisseur.
Yep.
We were planning on talking to Billy Gardell, but the son of a bitch didn't call. We love Billy Gardell, but what the hell?
Do you guys like Yoo-Hoo?
No. Yeah, I love Yoo-Hoo.
I do too.
Yeah. Yoo-Hoo
I'm
used to
only
be.
One that said no. Are you no,
no. Like Yoo-Hoo, either. By the way, was never meant to be chocolate milk. It is labeled a chocolate drink.
That is exactly it.
The reason I loved it is in school, you could drink it warm. Or cold.
Yeah, it could be warm.
And it just was fine.
I always liked it. And listen, I love a good chocolate milk. I'm a fan of chocolate milk.
Yes, but my preference is with straight up chocolate milk. But Yoo-Hoo, I dig.
I like Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah.
Yoo-Hoo.
Yoo-Hoo!
Which cartoon is that from? Yoo-Hoo. And then he goes, Adore Yoo-Hoo!
Right. Is that Foghorn Leghorn?
No, I think it was Pete Puma.
Okay.
They now have a new flavor.
It's always been chocolate and nothing but
no,
chocolate.
No, they've had other flavors.
Oh, have they?
They've had strawberry, I believe, at one
Quick
time.
Well, Nestle's Quick had strawberry.
Yes.
Which was damn good.
And I was a fan of that. Mm-hmm. I loved that. But no, they're doing chocolate peanut butter.
Oh.
For now, Walmart is known to be selling the drink. An Instagram user called The Junk Food Aisle. Taste tested the new beverage and awarded it 3.1 stars. I don't know.
Who's this idiot? I'll tell you this. I'm bizarrely and randomly and arbitrarily picky on tastes and how they're applied. I don't want to drink, though I would eat chocolate and peanut butter, no problem. Drinking it, I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not down with this particular flavor concoction.
Although, have you ever had like a smoothie with peanut butter in it? It's
okay.
Yeah.
It's I ain't mad at
it. Yeah, but it's funny because I'm with you, Steve. I like the texture of the smoothie, but a drink for some reason does not appeal to me.
It seems like an affront.
Yeah, but I wonder if you froze this and you know, or made like a milkshake style thing out of it.
Now you just brought up a bad memory, Nick, because it was third grade and we went to the Bronx Zoo, and we had our lunches packed.
Mm-hmm.
My mother put the Yoo-Hoo in the freezer so it'd be cold the next morning. You know, and melt by the time I got to the zoo.
Yeah.
Okay. We all sat down at the picnic area that they had there. My Yoo-Hoo was still frozen.
Oh, man.
And the kids heard it rattling in the can. And then, I mean, they had to hold me back. I was about to jump in the polar bear enclosure.
Right.
Wow.
But,
way to go, Nick.
It was tough.
Very sorry.
Sorry to hear that.
That's, I remember clearly.
Oh, and frankly, Nick, I'm a little offended that you would even bring that up.
I felt like Jodie Foster in The Accused.
Well, I take it back.
So you anyhow, peanut butter.
I apologize.
Chocolate peanut butter.
They're peanut butter.
All right. We got another story here.
More from the connoisseur.
This is another drink story. Let's see. You guys remember Four Loko?
Yes, the super high caffeinated energy drink.
Alcohol.
Booze.
Alcohol.
Oh, is that the
and caffeine?
Yeah. But it was like 20 cups of coffee with booze, right?
With a high alcohol content, and people would like freak out on it
and hemorrhage
and did some crazy stuff, and they ended up. I think they changed the...
Too Loko.
No. They changed the consistency of the drink altogether. Number one, they started getting rid of it, and then I think they changed up, and it's not what it used to be. But the latest product to get people talking is called Capriccio Bubbly Sangria.
Capriccio Bubbly Sangria.
Is that canned item?
Mm. That's delicious.
I think
Mommy's found a new drink. Just having a little drinky poo here.
It's a bottled sangria that people claim is getting them very drunk very quickly.
I've tasted sangrias, and they're sweeter, right?
Yeah, and they have a lot of fruit in them.
I don't drink.
But sangria would be your speed.
You might like it, Steve. I do enjoy sangria, you know, like on a hot day or something like that, and there's an outdoor event with food, sangria goes down really good.
Is traditional sangria high in alcohol?
Actually, no. No, it can be watered down. I mean, like, because you're going to mix it, you know, so it's going to be, chances are it's going to be iced down, and then you're going to add a lot of fruit. Some people put brandy in their sangria as well, so they do wine and brandy, but I like my sangrias with just wine.
Of course you do.
Like my sangrias with just wine, please.
There's no manly way to end that sentence. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. We've got sangria, but we're not putting any wine in it, you pussies. John Wayne for sangria.
Though grape wine, fruit juice, and natural flavors are listed as Capriccio's main ingredients, people are claiming that it must have some unnatural secret elixir.
Give me a sangria.
The internet started freaking out about the drink on May 12th when a Twitter user had tweeted screenshots of two Facebook users' reactions to the drink. His tweet went viral and drummed up a lot of comments from other people who claimed they had scary experiences with Capriccio. Florida Caribbean Distillers makes the beverage and says there's no secret ingredient in their product. It is notable that it's 13.9% alcohol by volume.
That's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot.
So put that in context for me. I'm not well versed.
All right. Wine is 11.6% on average.
A Miller Lite is like 4%.
4.5% or something. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. So this is 13. So this is that'd be like three beers in one.
Wow.
Basically. So this stuff is pretty nasty. According to people who are trying out, but you know, I don't know if it's Four Loko level. Listen, you got to look. You look at the beer, at the alcohol content before you take a look. Our friends from Sterling Pig Brewery are here, and they've got the beers out there. And before I would drink, I'd take a quick glance.
Like Golden Monkey, for example.
Well, sure, there's all kinds, but I would take a look and see what their alcohol level would be on any beer that
it's
I
it's
had
always before. Wise to just do curious. That just to know where you are.
Yeah, exactly. So watch out for Capriccio Bubbly Sangria. All right, here's another one that I got for you.
Oh. More from the connoisseur. What will you talk about now? Where's the goddamn music?
I'm doing something.
Okay, go ahead. All right, cereal lovers, there's a new cereal on the market. Wild Berry Fruit Loops.
I do love cereal. Yeah. By God, I do.
You know what cereal I'm just stuck on now, and it's what I get every single time?
Please say what I'm thinking.
It's,
I hope he says what I'm thinking. My love for Preston will be complete. Please, please say those words I long to hear. Rice Chex.
No. I don't want to be alone.
It's Special K Vanilla Almond.
No, that's not it.
Oh, Casey.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It wasn't meant to be.
No, what were you hoping I would
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. All right. You and I can bang that.
Yeah.
Please.
Because I do love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Because I have kids now, cereal is the mainstay in my house. And actually, Yoo-Hoo has made its way back into my house. I have not, I don't drink the Yoo-Hoo.
Do you know what I do with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though? I find myself more using it. I'll drink it. I'll use it almost like as a little snack, and I will not pour it into a bowl. I'll pull it out of the box and drink some milk with it.
No.
It's kind of like a little sitting there with my stories. Come on.
Yeah, but normally I like the Honey Bunches of Oats.
I love the Kashi stuff has really come a long way.
Kashi, Quaker Oats has these little squares, cinnamon squares that are really, really good. And
try the Kashi cinnamon.
Quote, unquote,
healthy-ish.
Well, yeah, and the kashi stuff is.
But I had cereal on the brain a couple of weeks ago.
Your husband has cereal on the brain.
And I opened up the cabinet, and the only thing that was in there was Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I'm like, all right,
dude,
I guess
good.
I'm going to eat this, and I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely hooked.
There are some that are like, what did they just come out with? Oh, they just came, besides this, Preston, chocolate frosted flakes, I believe.
With chocolate frosted flakes?
Yes.
That's like unnecessary.
That's odd.
I believe that's what it is. There's a new thing in the frosted flake family.
Okay.
Did they come out with chocolate frosted mini wheats as well?
Did they?
I don't know.
I think they've had that before.
I thought I saw that in Target recently.
Frosted mini wheats are coming.
Anyhow, wild berry Fruit Loops. And they have a new star shape in the box. I don't like Fruit Loops. I never have liked Fruit Loops.
No, me neither.
It took me years before I ever actually tried them, and I'm like, this is garbage. But I did fruit-based. Well, I can't say that's true.
No, you're wrong, because you love Apple Jacks.
No, and I loved Boo Berry and Frankenberry. So, but those
really,
are fruit-flavored.
It doesn't taste like fruit at all. And we found out on this show that Fruit Loops, they don't have different flavors. No, it's all one flavor.
It's all one flavor. They're just different colors. And if you try a red one with your eyes closed, it's going to taste the same as a green one. Yeah. But they now have wild berry Fruit Loops.
Kellogg's. So it's just like everything else? It's just colored differently?
Yeah, Kellogg's announced the new cereal on Tuesday, and they'll be rolling out in grocery store shelves in the next few weeks. It's the first innovation to Fruit Loops in 10 years. The new cereal comes with blue, red, and green O shapes, along with purple star shapes.
And you know, of course, their mascot there, right?
Toucan.
Toucan Sam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His nose knows.
I follow my nose. Wherever it goes, the flavor of fruit is all it knows, literally. It's all I know. It's my life.
All right. I wonder if you could tell a difference between a wild berry Fruit Loop and a regular Fruit Loop.
That I think you might. I think it's going to be a different.
No, I think it's just the same lie. They're just announcing a new lie.
Okay, maybe it's a new lie.
New lie.
We're proud to present a new lie in our array of cereal.
All right, now I'm going to talk about something. I've been talking about garbage. I'm the connoisseur, and I've been talking about garbage food.
Now it's time for the garbage man.
No, this is real.
Your new character.
I'm talking about, like, good food.
Okay.
Eating a fancy, expensive steak at a steakhouse. All
yes.
Right? When you eat a really nice place.
Always have to use your mouth.
You expect to get your meat cooked as you've ordered it. But a new investigation by the New York Post reveals that restaurants are actually cooking their steaks more rare than they're supposed to.
Interesting.
And apparently it all comes down to numbers. As chefs are being pressured to reduce the number of steaks that get thrown out when a customer says it's too well done.
So more people complain when it's well done as opposed to too rare.
That may not be the case. I'm saying that if you...
Oh, you can't adjust a steak.
You can send back one that's underdone, and they'll cook it a little bit more. If you send it back and it's too done, they throw it out.
Of course.
Or somebody in the staff, eats it.
Can you undercook this a little more?
Yeah, exactly. Can you bring this down a tad bit?
My buddy's wife likes it, like, super, super rare, which grosses me out.
No,
she sends back more. I'm like, why do you even order steak anymore? Because you're always sending it back.
I don't eat steak, really, but like, if I'm going to have a ham, medium rare. Medium rare.
We eat steak a lot in my house, and we will eat it. Medium rare is always what I order, but sometimes we'll eat it straight up rare. I mean, Case, you would be disgusted by it.
What about raw?
But my kids have been brought up on it, and they like it red. They like it nice and juicy and rare. Yeah.
Yeah, I cooked steaks using your recipe a few weeks ago, Preston, with with Acme.
Yeah.
And I did the potatoes and the onions and stuff, and medium rare, flipped them once. Turned out awesome.
Nice. But they said that, the number of steaks that get thrown out when a customer says it's too well done is the issue. So if a piece of meat comes in undercooked, it can always be cooked more. Hmm. Whereas overcooked, a piece cannot be saved and salvaged. According to the issue, the cost of beef is on the rise right now.
Hmm.
A meat distributor says 2 years ago, prime beef cost $8 per pound, and right now it's up to $9.50.
What the hell is going on, Preston?
Per pound.
Where's the best steak you've ever gotten?
Wow. Man.
I know mine was Abe and Louie's in Boston.
Probably a strip club, right, Preston?
I used to really love Morton's. They had this Sicilian veal that was just,
Sicilian veal?
Phenomenal, yeah.
Really?
But you know what? Ruth's Chris has unbelievable steak. Remember that, Kathy?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, crappy one?
Well, because I was so looking forward to it. It's a world-renowned steakhouse, and I went, and it was a special night. I think it was my wife and I's anniversary. We went, and Kathy told me the story. She found out years later that the chef that was cooking it found out that it was me that was eating, and he got all nervous and he miscooked it.
Oh, man. I think he called him once and, like, told the story, and then he tried to, wanted to make good on it.
He said he meant to piss on another steak.
Right. But I just remember I was so underwhelmed, and I don't know. And I didn't even complain, but he knew that he sent out an inferior product.
Well, did you ever...
I need to go back.
...arrange a make good? I'm sure it's a... they're legendary for their stuff.
Yeah, they are.
And so. He felt awful.
I'll have to go back sometime. But anyhow, yeah, they're cooking them a little more underdone these days. I'm sorry. That's all I have time for in the connoisseur.
Connoisseur's
over. Hopefully you got something out of it.
We have a guest.
Our guest is on the line, and we need to talk to her. The Netflix movie, which is coming out tomorrow, is called Ibiza.
Looks really funny.
It absolutely does. Steve, you sent me a clip. Oh, my God. With the...
checking the hotel room?
Yeah, with the ultraviolet light for semen. It's
that alone is worth watching.
But I'm sure you know her from Community. Please welcome to the show, Gillian Jacobs.
Yay!
Good morning, Gillian.
Hello. Good morning.
Nice to talk to you.
You too. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. The movie's coming out tomorrow. We saw the segment that I had mentioned, Steve had shown to me, about the hotel room and the splatter marks all over the place. And is that from a personal experience you had one time?
Well, I didn't write the film, so I can't speak for the writer's experience, but I live in fear of, like, blankets and decorative pillows in hotel rooms. Yeah. Because it occurred to me one time, they probably don't wash them.
In fact, there have been many, investigations, local news eats this stuff up, and they will find out that, yeah, they don't, a lot of times they won't replace the bedding at all, or that cover, they don't do it. So, but this, for those who don't know, it's available tomorrow on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is, there have been little riffs like this, but this is the most elaborate version of this kind of joke that I've seen. It's pretty hilarious.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, this is the level of our humor, but it was very cool. So the movie is you're with Vanessa Bayer from SNL. Is it Mikaela or Watkins, who's very funny?
Mikaela,
okay.
Yeah, Mikaela Watkins.
All right, yeah. And it's from now the writer I wasn't familiar with. Is this a first time project? Lauren Kahn is her name.
Yeah, so she actually wrote another script that I auditioned for years and years ago that was really funny, whose title I can't say on radio.
Okay.
But this is her first film that's gotten made, so I was really excited because I've known her for years. But yeah, she's so funny, and
I love
a great friends adventure rom-com.
I love stuff like this, yeah, because it's friends here, and we'll get to the plot conceit in a second, but it's also a friend of ours locally, Adam McKay, is one of the producers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Adam McKay and Will Ferrell are the producers of the film.
Very cool. You know, it's funny. These kind of films with they're catching on more and more. The woman buddy flick, where all the stops are pulled and you just go for it. They're becoming more and more popular, and it has to be kind of fun to be part of something where sort of reckless abandon is the rule.
Yes, especially since I don't live my life with any of that. It's fun to get to do it on screen.
Right. So explain what this story is about.
So my character is a woman named Harper who gets sent to Spain on a work trip, and my two best friends, played by Vanessa Bayer and Phoebe Robinson, insist on coming, force her to go out. She sees a DJ at a club, falls instantly in love, and winds up following him to Ibiza. And so they have this wild adventure, and there's romance, and there's gross-out stuff, like you said, and just really funny jokes.
Yeah, so with this now, you have this out tomorrow, and you're also in the film with Melissa McCarthy, is it Life of the Party?
Yes.
Yes, which
yes,
is...
I am.
So you're like, and that has a stellar roster mm-hmm. of very funny people in that film. Were these weren't going on simultaneously, were they?
No, I actually shot the movie with Melissa in 2016, but it was always meant to come out this month. And then I shot this other one last year, and they were so excited about the film that they wanted to get it out as soon as possible. So it just so happened that they both came out in the same month.
Oh, okay.
Gillian, did you meet Vanessa Bayer on the set of the TV show Love?
I think we had met
previously to that, but that was the first time I ever got a chance to work with her. And then that was like a month before we went and shot this film. So it was really great because I got to know her just a little bit and then went and had a, you know, summer long adventure.
Yeah, she was great on that. And the dynamic between her as the ex-boyfriend, or I'm sorry, the ex-girlfriend, and you dealing with the current boyfriend, it was just, it was really well done. And I know that that series is wrapped up, but I just have to say that it was phenomenal. You guys did an amazing job with it, and I'm going to miss it.
Oh, thank you so much. I loved doing Love. It was a great job, and I loved my character, Mickey, so much.
Well, your character was interesting on that show, and Nick and I have actually had discussions about your character because you try and find sympathy for her, right? Because she, you know, she's going through these issues, but your boyfriend is so likable and lovable, and he's always getting hurt, and so I mean it's got to be fun and tough to play that type of character.
Well, you can't really judge the character as you're playing it, so I just try to be truthful to what the writers have written,
right?
And it all kind of comes out in the wash. But you know, I think if she was a character who's making mistakes but not trying to improve her life, that would be one thing. But, you know, you see her over the course of the show really try to work on herself, address her problems. And her boyfriend also messes up, too. So he's not a perfect angel. He just, you know, he's a quote-unquote nice guy. So I think people sympathize with him. But I think that Mickey, you know, is one of the best characters I've ever gotten a chance to play.
Oh, she's super, super dynamic. I don't know if you remember being in our studio or not, but you were... you were here.
Of course I do.
Oh, you do? Oh, good.
Yes, oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
it was
absolutely
a good time. I have to ask you, Gillian, as the industry changes, because we've talked about this recently on the show. Okay, so you hear about this cool new movie coming out of this cool project, and then suddenly, it's not like it's going to open in 3 weeks. It's available right now on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Was it weird for you doing what you do to adjust to that kind of rollout?
Well, you know, I was on a network television show for 6 years before Love, and we didn't really get a lot of support or love from the network. So I would take a different kind of rollout and support from Netflix over a traditional, you know, broadcast model any day. I think you just want to feel like you're in a place where they understand what you're trying to do and they support the show.
Sure.
But if it's a film, you know, they have... premieres and things like that, and other the cast will get together, they have a party, everybody comes out and sees it together at the same time. This is a Netflix movie, so A, have you already seen
we
it?
Still did all that.
Oh, you
still did all
what,
that?
Do you go over to somebody's house or do they?
Yes. No. They had a premiere. We had a premiere this week in New York.
Okay, there you go.
We had a premiere with a Rick. Yes.
Yeah, because we would. We'd be pissed off if you got boned out of a real deal red carpet thing, and that's. But we're glad to hear that they do the full deal as well, because it's only fitting. But Netflix, I mean, what the new Martin Scorsese film is going? It's coming out directly on Netflix. I mean, you're talking heavy hitters being lured in because apparently, as you just said, Netflix is more encouraging and nurturing than a lot of the networks.
Yeah. I think, you know, and for a movie like ours, it's great that it's global on the first day and that you don't have the pressure of an opening weekend box office.
Yeah.
So, you know, because of that, they let you go and make the movie you want to make and you're not constantly getting notes from the studio. So we really had such freedom, you know, shooting this film to improvise, make changes, adjust the script. And there was no pushback. And I think, you know, you probably would not have that experience if you were making it for a studio.
Yeah, very cool.
Makes total sense. All right. Well, listen, we'll point people in the direction. Netflix tomorrow. The movie's coming out. It's called Ibiza. And Gillian Jacobs is your star. Good luck with everything, Gillian. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Gillian Jacobs.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. It does look very funny.
A little bit of a delay there.
Yep. We're going to break. We're going to come back in a second. How about another couple of gift cards from our friends at Sterling Pig, who are here this morning. Burn out of the mind of media's own. And I got to get this name. Loic. Is that how you say your name? Yes, I got it.
Hey.
Bernou. And fermented to perfection by accomplished brewer Brian McConnell, Sterling Pig Brewery brings local flavor and elevated pub favorites to Baltimore Pike. And they brought some fantastic food, the pickle brine fried chicken. Dare I say...
I know what you're going to say.
The macaroni and cheese could be the best I've ever had.
That's a tall statement from you.
It's a very bold statement, but as of right now, it's one of the best I've ever had. So let's give away three gift cards, and they are worth $25 each. 215-263-WMMR. First three callers, give us a buzz. We're going to take a break. We're going to check on Rachel, calendar girl Rachel, and her progress on the Millennium Falcon Lego set, and we'll have a chance to win that in a bit. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR announces the next installment of our series of fan-friendly, private, and free concerts. Wednesday, June 6th, it's Pierre Presents Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. I'm gonna leave it all out there. Join us for this invitation-only noontime event at Ardmore Music Hall. Son of a bitch! Give me a drink! Win your way in, on the air with Pierre, or at Ticket Raids. Get details and schedule at WMMR.com. Pierre Presents Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats from Ardmore Music Hall and 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
All right, thank you, Kathy. So we have an update on the Millennium Falcon Lego building that's been going on this morning.
Last piece putting in right now?
Calendar girl Rachel. No, last piece is not being put in right now. And in fact, there's like 10 packets of Legos, and she's on number 4.
Okay.
And there's no way. Rachel, grab the microphone. Go ahead.
In my defense, there are 2 threes and 2 fours. So technically, I'm halfway through. But it's ridiculous. No, it's never going to happen.
You're never going to make it because we've only got like 2 segments of the show left. And here's the deal. She's done a lot.
She's done a tremendous amount.
I did a really good job for never putting together a Lego set.
Yeah. I think you've done phenomenal. But the deal is she is a part of our MMR staff. And she's going to be a part of Kenan's tomorrow. And they've got to go down and get a set up. And she has to leave because apparently the caravan is leaving right now to head to Kenan's and get set. But do us a favor. Take that bikini with you. Because we might use that tomorrow if you're available for
I think so, right?
On stage bikini activity
for Lego building tomorrow.
For Lego building tomorrow.
So do you want Nick Murphy to go in a bikini and take over for?
I think we should do that. No, I think we're going to have to stop the voting right now.
Stop it!
No more voting, and we are going to have to go with fail. Because she would never have finished it anyhow.
Statistically, there'd be no way that by the end of the show she would have completed it. That's fine. We have that.
Yep.
But those who did vote fail. That you'll constitute the poll from which the winner is pulled.
By the way, 70% of the votes were failed.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty even.
How many votes do we know?
It was a lot.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah, we have thousands of votes. Somebody's going to end up winning the Millennium Falcon. Now, somebody has to finish building that thing. We can't just leave it like that.
Are we giving it away?
Yes. Right?
No. We're giving away.
We're giving away the one in the box.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if we were giving away the second one.
We'll figure out the fate of that one in a little while. I don't want to have this as an on-air discussion right now.
All right.
But anyhow, somebody needs to finish it. And she'll have to mark the page that she left off in the instruction booklet and set everything aside. And we'll have somebody maybe take that over and finish building that.
I think anyone could just take a quick look at the book and know where she finished.
And just know exactly where it is. what we need to do is we'll get our winner coming up in a little while. We will choose that.
Okay.
In a tad bit. But thank you to Rachel.
Yes.
Very much so. Woo! For being here this morning and being a part of that. And you will see her at Kenan's tomorrow. Eggs with Peg, man.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to try to do a nice old tribute to Peg. And maybe Rachel will be involved in that. So
she's going to finish up this bag that she's working on so that we only have unopened bags
at
this point.
I like it. Okay. That'll... Less chance of losing pieces.
Girl can only handle so many bags.
Yeah, man. All right, let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning's brought to you by Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Looking to party with the hottest girls in Bucks County? Then come party with the ladies of Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Enjoy happy hour specials and visit GotScruples.com for more information. Police say a woman threatened a McDonald's worker with a gun because she didn't get her food fast enough.
What? You had something just like this the other day.
I know. It happened.
People are getting really trigger happy.
Saturday evening, a worker tells police that the woman first went inside, yelled at employees, and then she allegedly backed her dark sedan up to the drive-thru window and pulled out a gun and pointed it at the worker there. And she left without any food.
That's the ultimate irony.
The suspect is described as a black female, about 27 years old, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and 130 pounds. Last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt and dark pants. So police are looking for her. The Scottish Sun, the newspaper.
Oh, not the Planet.
Offered lucky readers the chance to win some chocolate, and the brand name of the chocolate is Shite.
Shite? Well, yes. We know what that means.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
It's called Shite Chocolate, after the brand caused a bit of a stir in Scotland. George Bell celebrated after winning a bucket of Shite. George of Bishop Briggs near Glasgow beat hundreds of Scottish Sun readers to land a bumper bundle of the chocolate treats.
Does anybody ever have it? Is it really premium?
I think it's supposed to be, yeah, it's supposed to be really, really good. But it's called Shite, and they gave him a bucket of Shite.
Huh.
The retired children's hospital worker said it was a surprise to win the competition.
Real chocolate, real protein, it says, Preston.
Yep, the brand went viral after an eagle-eyed Twitter user spotted its bold branding, which apparently stands for Seriously Helps You to Energize. That's what Shite stands for.
Hmm.
The firm's website advertises protein chocolate in a variety of flavors for $10, which can be bought in independent retailers.
With little pieces of corn.
Yeah. Anthony, yeah.
Peanuts.
They joke. They say
semi-digested peanuts.
You should start every day with Shite. So they are working on it and on getting that over into the States. So have a bucket of Shite. Police said a group of people in their 30s were chased down a portion in Atlanta of the Beltline by a 6-year-old and a 12-year-old armed with guns and rocks.
Guns and rocks?
Yeah.
You don't really need the rocks when you have guns.
The adults were walking on the West Side Trail Sunday afternoon when Atlanta police said two children walked up to them and pointed a gun at them and started throwing rocks. Two of the adults were hit by baseball-sized rocks.
Jesus.
And dude, 12 and 6 years old pulling a gun on people. This is according to Angel Poventud, the man who built the park. He said they've got guns and they use them kind of regularly. Poventud was already concerned about his kids using guns to rob people in the community. Not his kids, but about kids using guns to rob people.
His name is Poventud.
In the community before he heard about Monday's news. Not much supervision, he said, either from the parents or from the kind of the greater community. But it's not just a pebble or something, but it was a rock being thrown that did some damage. One of the men was hit in the left leg with an injury. And just a few weeks ago, police say armed robbers as young as 10 carjacked someone in the same neighborhood.
So this is clearly a really rural area.
I guess.
Because we're looking at the footage here.
And they're running around with guns, holding people up and carjacking them.
And doing it out in front of the Poventut estate.
Yeah. I love this story, even though it's a story of a murder. A killer who was fixated with Johnny Depp faces a lengthy jail term for hitting an old man around the head with a guitar. So he killed the guy with a guitar.
It's not the cowboy way.
No, Jason Nolan, who styles himself on the famous actor.
Oh, I'd love to see this.
Attacked and killed Peter Matz. Yeah, I saw the picture of him, and he's got that.
I don't think Johnny Depp would do this, though.
He's got the Johnny Depp look.
I'm a cowboy.
The 46-year-old was cleared of murder after a jury at Nottingham Crown Court was told that his mental state, but he faces jail for manslaughter.
Oh,
the court heard that divorced alcoholic Nolan had personality disorders and was fixated on the Hollywood superstar, growing his hair and keeping motorcycles to look the same. Trouble flared at the Beecher's Brook pub when Nolan went into the pub to collect his guitar. Nolan accused people of staring at him. Before he hit 69-year-old Mr. Matz with the guitar, he was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead. Nolan told police that he had been drinking beer during the day, and he had taken cocodamol and medication for anxiety and depression. He said that he could not remember the attack, which was captured on security camera. Nolan apparently became fixated on Johnny Depp after someone told him that he looked like the actor.
Oh, my God.
The court heard
he doesn't look like Johnny. He looks more like Mickey Rourke.
The court heard that the man had been diagnosed with histrionic personality disorder and paranoid personality disorder, and he kept a kill list of people he believed had wronged him.
What a joy.
Uh-huh. I have a kill list.
Have you seen my kill list? I think I left it by the clock.
All right, and then one last story. A Hawaii man was hit by a flying piece of lava.
I love you.
And so, yeah, I could, there was some whispering
so
going
much. No, Preston's doing the bizarre file.
Oh.
I just love you so
much. Hey.
So, Billy Gardell just called.
We don't have time.
Lauren didn't go off doing one.
All right, hang on. A Hawaii man was hit by a flying piece of lava and says the molten rock nearly cut his left leg in half.
Oh.
Yeah, Daryl Clinton told a Honolulu.
I tell you something, man. Volcanoes are dangerous.
Honolulu television station that he was on the roof of a home helping to put out fires from flying rocks on Saturday morning, and that's when an explosion a couple of hundred yards away launched a lava bomb his way, and it hit him above the ankle. He said that it was the most forceful impact he had ever experienced.
Probably because it blew out of a volcano.
He says it was incredibly powerful and hot. It was super painful, and I don't know if I was in shock. I just think about my daughters, and I knew that I was up on the roof, and I was in really bad shape. My leg was in half. My bone was sticking out.
Wow. Not good.
There was blood squirting out. He says he was in shock, and a friend wrapped a sheet around his leg and called for help. Doctor saved his leg, but he's got to avoid putting weight on it for 6 weeks. Now, that's a story.
A lava bomb.
If you're going to have an injury.
What happened?
A lava bomb.
Lava bomb.
You got to like that.
Say what?
All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the beef aisle for you. Let me give away my last gift card that I have for our friends that are here from Sterling Pig Brewery. And I got to give some love to Chef Justin Wise, who was here this morning and brought in all the fantastic food. Good. The pickle brine fried chicken, barbecued ribs, mac and cheese, some of the best I've ever had. So let's take caller number 9 at 215-263-WMMR, and I'll give you a $25 gift card. Don't forget, their brewing philosophy is to keep it classic when using the best and freshest ingredients they can find to deliver the best possible product, and they yes. do it.
Preston and Steve on 93.3
WMMR. Mono for Kenyans, and not just us. I mean, I want to point that out. This is, you know, it's going on the majority of the day. We just start the day at Kenyans. And if for some reason you can't make it there, then maybe you can skip out of work a little bit later on or after work, and you can join Pierre live at Margaritaville at Resorts Casino. He'll be there from 10 to 3 doing his show. And Jackson will be at the Inlet on Old in North Wildwood as well. He'll be broadcasting from 3 to 7. He'll be there with Victory Brewing Company. And we'll be along with Coors Light. So we got all these great sponsors, all these great parties. And if you can hit all three of those, we do run into people every year that make all three.
They do. And have so, make it their journey.
Yeah, you come down to hang out with us for a bit. And why wouldn't then maybe you take a little break and head up to Atlantic City, get someone who's not imbibing to drive, and then go grab a cheeseburger at Margaritaville, reset, and then head back down and go and hang out with Jackson and tear it up again.
It's awesome.
It's a great plan. It's a good way to start the official summer. So we're looking forward to it. All right. I'm going to do a lesson question this morning. We are going to give away a pair of tickets to see the hilarious comedian Joel McHale from the new TV show Community and the new Joel McHale show on Netflix, which is one night only, and that is June 1st. So the question I have for you this morning, for some unknown reason, Regis is a fan of the rapper A1 Sauce, and which Japanese rapper? 215-263-WMMR. All right, for some unknown reason, Regis Philbin is a fan of the rapper A1 Sauce. And also, which Japanese rapper? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. We're going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, this morning is brought to you by the Center for Healing Addiction Treatment Center. Overcoming addiction is hard. Getting into treatment shouldn't be. Meet the different approach to addiction treatment at center4healing.com. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, the estate of Michael Jackson furious over an ABC documentary airing tonight called The Last Days of Michael Jackson said a close friend of the family, quote, "In a way, we're glad Michael is in heaven because all of those cherubs look like little boys."
Oh.
I don't know what that has to do with his special, but that's what the guy said. Former Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon suffering a landslide defeat in her bid to become governor of New York, getting just 5% of the delegates needed for her to make it. Nixon told a cheering crowd of supporters, quote, "It ain't over yet," and held the back of her hand up to her mouth and whispered, "It's completely over."
Yes.
And finally, a judge ruling that Kevin Federline does not deserve an increase in child support from ex-wife Britney Spears. Federline complained that Spears has the money to take the kids all over the world, while the last time he had them, they huffed paint in a sump.
Oh, my God.
So that's your Hollywood trash.
All righty. Let's see if we've got a winner. For some unknown reason, Regis Philbin is a fan of the rapper A1 Sauce, and which Japanese rapper? To the phones we go, and I have Ryan, who is on. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Preston?
Yo, buddy. All right, need to know which Japanese rapper Regis is a fan of.
It is Wasabi.
Wasabi.
Wasabi!
You are correct, Ryan. Hang on just a second, and we are going to set you up, my man. Congratulations. And we have a pair of tickets to see hilarious comedian Joel McHale from the TV show Community and the new Joel McHale show on Netflix, one night only, Friday, June 1st at 8 p.m. And it's at the Excite Center at Parks Casino. ParksCasino.com for the tickets, and you have to be at least 21 years of
Joe
age.
Joe McHale's Gamma. At the Excite Center.
What is this?
This is Daft Punk. It's called
Michael McDonald. Apparently.
It sounds like Michael McDonald. Or...
Give life back to music.
Go see Joe McHale. He's at the Excite Center. Give life back to music.
That's your the voice synthesizer.
Yeah, it's my synthesized voice.
Your music.
Oh, they have another song that I love. It's called something about dance, and then the synth goes like, "Come on, come 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 on." It doesn't take much to please me, brother. Hey, do you want to? Marissa found the. Hey, look at this over here. Stop listening to me. The Witch what? Hazel doing the Yoo-Hoo thing.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
A cup of tea, a cookie, and Yoo-Hoo.
That's not the one
It's funny, though.
It is very, very funny. The one I was looking for was with a character called Pete Puma. It was him and Bugs Bunny, and he was dressed up as a woman. There was a lot of cross-dressing.
Yoo-Hoo! Yeah. He comes in, he goes,
but first off, he goes, Yoo-Hoo!
Yeah.
Yoo-Hoo! And he goes, I told you!
So he goes, I've been looking for the little fella, and I'm so worried.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, exactly.
It's a little bunny.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of do a play on that in Roger Rabbit. Roger thinks, or Eddie, I think, thinks he's going after Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be a different hot.
Yes.
But she's not hot cartoon character.
Yeah.
And then she tries to track down Eddie and yells, Yoo-Hoo! Steve does to that, you know, to that character.
How many, like when they're sitting down, he's asking, how many lumps of sugar do you want?
Yep.
How many lumps? Two. I'll take two.
Yeah. Bang, bang. Hits him over the head. Nice. All right. Let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
I only have a couple of things for you this morning.
Yeah, a couple.
And by that, I mean two.
Two?
Yeah, and it's brought to you by Robbins Diamonds and Tax-Free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. You know what I forgot?
What?
We were talking about moments at the... at the Kenan's broadcast, and since I played Nick with...
a couple.
Remember when we told him that they had sushi there?
I got it.
Do you have that sound? It's this weird... We're like, Nick, and they have sushi here. And he made this noise.
Yeah, I got it. Hold the phone. Hold up.
Yeah, we're waiting.
God damn it. Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Nick. Hey, Nick,
they have sushi.
What?
That was a fun moment.
It was.
And it continues to be. So, Black Keys frontman Dan Auerbach's father, Chuck Auerbach, will release his debut album through his son's Easy Eye Sound record label on Father's Day. This is how empty music news was.
Sure is,
today.
Yeah.
news about a guy's dad.
I'm
Dan Auerbach's father, and he and his mother are sweet folks, too.
Chuck Auerbach. It's titled Remember Me, and the disc is a mix of country and R&B tunes produced by the younger Auerbach, who also plays on the album.
He covers some Skrillex, too.
The elder Auerbach, who is 68 years old, said that he's been writing songs for about 15 years and gaining an interest from his son's work. He said, I've always loved words.
I like words.
Yeah.
I like words.
Yeah.
Always loved words.
Auerbach's father.
I've always loved words. I use them every day. No. He said, I'm not sure that it's because we had a family who came over to the United States in the early 1950s, and my brother and I were the ones who taught a cousin English.
You know, those boys always using words.
He said, when Dan was beginning as a musician and doing covers, I could see a lot of great musicians around Akron who did covers and had small, successful careers in the clubs. But I know they would never get out of the clubs because they didn't do original music. And I worked with Dan on him moving into original music. So he has an album coming out. The first track is called My Old Man, about Chuck's own father. And then the only other thing I had, like I said, there wasn't much today. The trailer for the Beatles' upcoming Yellow Submarine graphic novel has been posted online. The novel, which will be published on August 7th, is now available for pre-order. The book
is a trailer for a book?
Yeah, it's the work of writer-artist Bill Morrison and artist on The Simpsons and current editor of Mad Magazine. The hardcover 128-page book will sell for $29.99, and in celebration of the groundbreaking film's 50th anniversary, the Yellow Submarine animated feature will hit theaters in the U.S. for one day only, and that's next July 8th.
Press, that Ron Howard movie about the Beatles?
Yeah, Eight Days a Week.
Was it good?
Fantastic.
It's really good.
Where do I find that?
Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Okay.
And it is, what it does is that they unearth a lot of unseen, it's almost exclusively live footage of them playing. And it's a lot of great stuff I hadn't seen before. Some of it I had, but it had been, you know, cleaned up and the pictures are in better.
It's great.
Quality. It is so
It's great.
Well,
you're going to love it. It's on Hulu.
It's so well done.
Right.
Great record.
I wrote the song about an octopus.
The Beatles' Yellow Submarine, by the way, originally opened in the U.S. on November 13, 1968. The soundtrack album was released. Listen to this. Exactly 2 months later, and was blocked from hitting number one on Billboard album charts by the White Album.
Yeah. They were blocking themselves.
And that happened several times. There was at one point, I think the Beatles had the top five spots on the Billboard chart with singles. The top five singles. Or it may have been three in the top five or something like that. It was ridiculous. That's how big they were. So anyhow, that's coming up. And that's what I have for you in music news this morning. Let's take a break. Am I missing anything? We have a new Daily Rush video that is up, and it's Yoannis Suotamo, who is the new Chewbacca.
Yes.
And he talked about going to Penn State and actually talking over the role of everyone's favorite Wookiee. And he does a great Wookiee impression, by the way, too.
He does.
A super nice guy.
And you guys compared notes about Finland.
And Norway, which I messed up. I told him I have been to Finland, but I was...
He loved it.
I was naming cities in Norway. I was such a dumbass.
He thought it was great.
But anyhow, it's up and running now, and you can see it at PrestonandSteve.com, sponsored by Punchline Philly, Fishtown's newest comedy club, restaurant, and bar. Let's give away some of these Action Point movie screening passes. It is May 31st, next Thursday, UA King of Prussia at 7. You need to be there no later than 6:30. We'll take five callers, 215-263-WMMR. Put you on the list. We're going to have a trip to Hollywood tomorrow that we'll give away at the Camp Out for Hunger. Or not the Camp Out for Hunger. Jesus Christ.
We're bringing it to Wildwood.
Camp Out for Hunger? What month is this?
There's just so much crap to read here. We'll be back in a minute. Show me that beaver picture.
Become an MMR VIP. Get early access to concert pre-sales, special deals, and VIP-only contests. You'll get our newsletter about twice a month, most of which you'll find worthwhile. Sign up now at WMMR.com.
28. Thursday morning, President Steve Show. Speaking of sounding great, this weekend, MMR is going to be not only opening up the Jersey Shore with our broadcast from Keenan's and Pierre over at Margaritaville and Jackson at the Inlet on Old, but we will be kicking off the Memorial Day special programming with MMR's 50-50, sponsored by Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. And we will be highlighting MMR's 50 favorite albums from the 50 years rockin' Philly. And it's not going to be like, you know, one... You know, from 1968 and 67 and so on and so forth. They're not going to be rolled out that way. It's just the albums that were deemed amongst the brain trust here at MMR to be our favorites.
And
we're going to be taking, we're going to be doing blocks of music from those albums throughout the course of the weekend.
It's really just based on taste and what, as you said, a lot of people here know a lot about music and really thought it out. Now, I'm very curious. I love these kind of things. I love the weekend special thematic things that they do here. It's always a lot of fun.
3 o'clock, Jackson gets it started tomorrow, and that will continue through Monday. So make sure that you're with us through the course of the weekend and listen, because it's if you're going to be doing outdoor activities and stuff like that, just turn it on and enjoy. That's what we're doing it for. So a couple of things. We got a call from Billy Gardell, but apparently it was a bit late. He had he slept in, and it was an accident. He's a great guy. We've talked to him many times over the years. He loves Philly, and he loves this radio station. But he's going to be playing the Borgata coming up Saturday this weekend, and tickets are available at theborgata.com, and he does great stand-up.
Oh, hilarious. I mean, you know, before he was on Mike and Molly and all that stuff, he was, you know, a touring comedian we had in a number of times.
Yep. Gillian Jacobs was on Ibiza.
Yeah.
It's a film. It's on Netflix. Comes out tomorrow. She's very cool. And thank you to our friends at Sterling Pig Brewery at 609 West State Street in Media. They brought by some fantastic food, some great beer, and you can check them out at sterlingpig.com. We need to do the letter of the day. Are you ready with that, sir?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, and the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter
C. Come on.
Come on, man. Come on. All right, it's brought to you by, or actually we're giving away a 20-pack of tickets to Strike Force Laser Tag, good for 1 hour, at their facility in Westchester. Another brainchild of the Bates folks who brought you Bates Escape Rooms and the Bates Motel. Strike Force Laser Tag is an intense, unique, indoor tactical laser tag arena that's different than anything you have ever played before. Visit them at 540 East Union Street in Westchester or StrikeForceLaserTag.com. Let me see. Is this it? Is our winner? All right. I need to congratulate. We got a winner for the Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon Kessel Run playset, valued at $170. And our winner is Franklin McAdam from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I think it's McAdam or it might be McDerm. I can't tell. But Franklin, we'll be in touch. We'll let you know. You're good to go. Rachel could not finish it. She got about halfway done with it during the entire course of the Preston and Steve show, building the Lego set.
I didn't realize that the interior was as meticulous as it is.
Yeah, so the way this one works, Steve, is there are panels on the top that you can open up. And you can look inside of it as well, and you can play with the characters. And
I had no idea. I just thought it was basically the ship. I didn't realize it was everything within the ship.
Yes, exactly. So you got little dolls. I didn't see you playing with your dolls, sir. So we gave that away, and congratulations are in order to Franklin. So we're going to set him up. Getting set for a full day of entertainment, Mr. Pierre Robert has made it into our studio. The microphone's on the floor, dude.
There you are.
You got it? Okay, sorry.
C.
That was the letter.
C is in candle.
That's right, man. How you doing?
Excellent.
Is this the first time we've talked this week in crossover?
Well, yes. There's been disturbances in the force.
In the force. Yeah. I hear you.
They've been fixed, though.
Okay.
Flip that mic around.
They've been fixed,
That's better. That's much better.
Cool. They've been fixed.
Excellent. Nice.
All is well.
Excellent.
And we're perky.
What's up on your show today, Perky?
We're going to have some... fun things today. We're going to have a workforce block of Bob Dylan because it's his 77th birthday. Yeah.
By the way, the little sound you're hearing is Pierre running his fingers across the braille.
Don't borrow my glasses.
No, I think I can do it. And we're going to have a block of ZZ Top, and we're going to have some Godsmack in there or something like that. And we're also going to give away... more Hall & Oates Hoagie Nation tickets, which will be this
I'm
going to
be there.
Are you going?
I'm going.
It's going to be fun. Hey,
absolutely.
You know what Steve found out, what our former intern's band is playing, Mo Lauda.
Oh, yes. Really?
And they're great.
Wow.
And they're going to be playing at that Hoagie Fest.
Yeah.
It's a full deal. There's a whole bunch of bands.
Yeah,
I was really surprised at the lineup. It's really impressive.
Yeah. David Asikinen's in the pocket plays. I think Tommy Conwell plays. A lot of local talent. And it's really fun. Great festival. HoagieNation.com is where you can get your tickets if you are interested in buying them for Festival Pier. So if folks aren't going to the shore or aren't going to the mountains or in the area, this would be a perfect thing to do. So that'll be fun.
Cool, man.
And you guys are at the big thing tomorrow. We're all at various shore locations. Jackson also in Wildwood. You guys in Wildwood and me up in Atlantic City. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah, looking forward. And the weather's going to be great, man.
Weather is great. Although I do miss springtime. Steve, you and I have lamented on this occasionally before.
I agree.
My two favorite seasons, fall and spring.
Me too.
We don't tend to get enough of them.
Yep.
But the switch has been flipped. And we're into summer weather just about.
Yeah, getting close. It's going to be like 72 where you are, though. It's going to be beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
All right, let me thank the sponsors. Preston and Steve Show.
Don't go.
Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Yay!
The official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also, winner Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from Philadelphia Inquirer. My wife is using them tomorrow. Thank you to Rita's Water Ice. Try the new mocktail flavors at Rita's. Tomorrow, it's all about summer and the shore and the party. As Pierre said, three locations. We kick it off at Keenan's Irish Pub in North Wildwood. Coors Light, our official sponsor. If you want to get a good spot, you got to get there before we do.
Yeah.
Just giving you a heads up on that because people line up starting at like 5 o'clock in the morning, maybe earlier. So that's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Dandelion. Who the f*** cares?
Next message.
So the ultimate wonder in Bucks Cove / Delco, brown or pink?
Next message.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.